We're three young white dudes talking about what's in the news, sports, science, film reviews, but really mostly dicks and boobs. Welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Probably Sounds Awful podcast, episode 42. All right, we both had the same guess.
Yes,
and I think perfect. It's correct. I am one of your hosts, Josh Patton. I am on Twitter at Patton_Josh. Across from the table, we have...
Hello, I'm Brian Colbert Kennedy. I'm another host of this podcast. You can find me on Twitter at _BPCK.
And not at this table is our third host who normally opens this. His name is Leo Kovalik. He's on Twitter at Kovalik317. He is indisposed today. Can't be here. He's doing something video game related.
Ooh.
But I probably can't say anything more than that because I'm sure he's signing some kind of NDA. So next episode, he can give whatever details he's allowed to.
Yeah, but based on the NDA.
Yeah, on that NDA.
We all know about NDAs.
We all love them. We all use them every day.
Every day I wake up, go to the bathroom, make a cup of coffee, sign an NDA.
Yeah, I don't want to tell anybody that coffee that... Oh, you just told us about the coffee. You're in breach.
I just breached the contract. Mm-hmm. But I signed, you'd think by now I would know not to talk about it.
Yes, you sign one every day.
Well, we all make mistakes in life. Nobody's perfect, and then you learn from them.
And I could delete it, you know, that you said all that from the podcast, but I won't.
Yeah, because we're not live. This is going to go into an editing bin later.
Easily fixable.
Very easily.
But fixable. I'm bad at this job, so I'm not going to fix it.
Again, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I forgive you.
Thanks. What's going on with you this week, Brian?
Oh, man. What's this week? A new week in life.
Yeah,
right?
It's a week. Somewhere towards the end of July.
Yeah. We're getting close to the beginning of August then.
Yeah, Eastern time.
Yeah. I don't know if anything... There's a pretty mellow week.
Samesies.
Yeah. I picked up some extra work shifts.
Cool.
Yeah. I've been watching some Stranger Than Fiction, though. Nope. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. Yeah, that's a major bummer. I wish... Well, you haven't finished it yet?
I'm going to start episode 7.
Okay, cool. Then next week will be our Stranger Things episode, or that'll at least be one of the major topics.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Because Leo and I have both finished it.
Okay.
So that way we can go into full detail.
And I'm probably going to finish it today. Just have 2 episodes left. And I
also feel like a lot of people are starting to kind of get into it now, so that way we can do like a full spoiler conversation next week. So I know Leo probably has a ton to say because he loved it. I knew he would.
Yeah.
I think I saw the trailer for it like several months ago.
Me too.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be a cool show. I might have even put that trailer like on Leo's like Facebook wall, like because I knew it would be right up his alley. And it was. He finished it before I did. Like I was like several episodes ahead of him, and then he just binged
it. Through it.
Yep.
Oh, so, it's so good.
He loved it. I finished it last night. And so, yeah, so next week we'll talk about Stranger Things when we're all here.
That sounds great. I really wanted to finish it, but it was like 2 a.m. I just watched 2.5 episodes, and I needed to go to sleep.
Yep.
But, man, I want to watch it.
It's really good. Yeah. I also finished season 1 of Mr. Robot.
Oh, you did?
I enjoyed that, and I think I'm going to probably buy season 2 to, like, season pass or whatever on Amazon
so I can watch it
as it airs.
Yeah, I want to watch that show.
But I thoroughly enjoyed that, so I'm not going to 3-word review it because I already reviewed the pilot, which means I don't know I'm going to 3-word review today because all I watched was those two shows.
Well, you could really do anything, we've learned.
That's true. It doesn't have to be a show.
Not at all.
So I'll think of something. I got a whole podcast to think about it.
Yeah, we got an entire podcast. We just started.
Which means I probably won't think about it until it's my turn to do it.
Let me pull
something right out of my behind.
Yeah, you got a good behind, though. Probably full of stuff.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw it
review
my behind.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Well, according to Venmo, it's a bunch of pink butt plugs.
That is true. Thank you for those butt plugs.
You're welcome. Thanks for paying me on Venmo for butt plugs.
Yeah, no problem. We got a couple of likes, I think.
We
maybe
did.
Maybe even a comment.
Yeah, we did get a comment. And from someone who I was wondering if it's a mutual friend of ours, because I know I'm friends with them on Facebook.
I think I don't know that person.
Okay. I was like, oh, what a small world. We all know each other. But it's not. It's a big world, it turns out.
Such a big world. There's like 7 billion people here.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to start saying every time I bump into a total stranger? What a big world.
What a huge, giant
world. Big ass world. I didn't know you.
Every time you run into a stranger.
Yeah, what a big world. You're here? I don't even know who you are.
It's very appropriate.
Yeah, if I'm on like the subway, oh my gosh, this world is huge. Look at all these people I've never seen.
I mean, why don't we say that?
Right?
Start it up.
Start
Get a
it
thing
up.
Going.
I'm gonna start it up. I'm gonna start up lots of things. Yeah. Here's some things I'm
gonna
start
up. You have other ideas for things you wanna start up?
Yeah, I'm gonna start up that.
Okay.
If I see anyone just wearing like some modern looking trendy clothes, I'm gonna be like, hey, 2016 called. They want their clothes back.
Nice.
They want their style back.
They want their right.
Yeah, yeah, because it's
because it is 2016.
Yeah. 2016 texted.
Right. Oh yeah, maybe texted.
They Snapchatted.
Nobody's calling anybody.
Yeah, who called? When was the last time you called someone?
I think I called Covered California back a couple days ago.
Oh, we have some issues.
But they don't text, so that's
it. Oh, those jerks.
No, they just called me like, hey, we need proof of income because you know like, we think you made more money, and then I was like, oh no, I definitely did.
No way.
Yeah, it's very wrong. I definitely made that small amount of money. I said.
Yeah. So. Definitely made $1 a year. So I need so as much assistance as possible. Covered California does not understand what paperless billing means or paperless anything. I've signed up for paperless so many times for them, and they send me more papers than anyone.
Yeah, it's almost like they're like, oh yeah, really? You want to go paperless? I'm going to double the paper we send.
In fact, we're going to cut down extra trees, not even turn those into paper, just out of spite.
Just cut them down?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they will, yeah, they suck. They will, actually, I guess it's not a cover of California, it's my actual insurance. I have Anthem.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, that's who's doing it for me, too. I have Anthem also, and the amount of shit I get from them is
crazy. They're insane.
It's so pointless. And, like, most of the time, it's just, like, because I do my painting online, they send a letter that says, here's what your bill was. This is not a bill, though, because we're automatically deducting your payment from your credit. You know,
so good job.
Like you said. It's just like, great, then why, what is this?
Yeah, because I don't do it automatic. And so I do have to like make myself remember to go do it online. And I paid online. I paid on time. I paid on the day it was due for the beginning of July. But I guess because it was July 4th weekend, it took them several days to process it. And since it took them several days to process it, they sent me like a late notice saying like, this is your grace period, blah, 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 blah. And then they also, that in that same day in the mail, I also got a letter confirming that I paid and like, and like, you know, that my, you know, I basically got my August bill and I was just like, what are you doing? So much paper. And I've enrolled in paperless countless times and I always get the confirmation. Oh, great. Thanks for going green. We're not going to do anything about it, but keeps mailing you.
Yeah. Thanks for making that choice for no reason. Yep. I just don't, why do they do that?
I don't understand.
I also unsubscribe from a lot of emails that I get and then continue to get those emails.
Yeah, I feel like that also does nothing most of the time.
No.
They just don't care. I mean, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do?
I'm certainly not going to do any more. Like, am I going to call the company? I'm not going to, I don't want to make that, like, do anything extra. I'm just going to delete it, and then I'm going to delete the next one that I get tomorrow.
Yep.
God, it's such a, this fucking place.
This world.
This fucking world.
Let's see,
big world.
It's a really big world.
Very big world.
Yeah.
Do you have any other ideas for stuff you want to start
up? Yeah, let's see. anytime I meet someone with like a pretty generic name like John or Bill or something like that, I'm like, oh, John. What is that? American?
Nice. Good.
Everyone.
Good. Yeah.
Everyone was just like a normal plain name.
Every time.
Tim. Ooh. Oh, what is that? Is that from America? Is that North America? That's going to be...
What are you, North American?
Yeah. I think those are my three things. Get those going.
Those are good, yeah. I would say, yeah, start... Don't overwhelm yourself with a bunch of things. Yeah. Get those going, and then you can... Once those catch on, you got some more ideas to throw out there.
Yeah, but I like Big World the most. Just total stranger.
Hey. Big World's my favorite of the three we just talked about, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll get that going.
This is great. I got some stuff to come up with.
Well, since Leo's not here, typically when that happens, you and I tend to have more acting-related conversations.
That has happened in the past.
Have you had any auditions recently or any notable acting things happen?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Not a long time. It's not super busy with me right now, but I keep sort of screwing it up by going out of town. And like, even if you're out of town for a week, that really means like you can't go all audition for a week beforehand because of like callbacks and all that. And then it just takes a while, so... So now that I'm here for like three more weeks before we go to Chicago, I had an audition yesterday or 2 days ago. I think it's sort of an internet-only thing, but it's 4 days of shooting.
Oh, cool.
Pays fine, you know, whatever. But but it was a fun audition. The scripts were fun. Seemed like a funny idea, so that was cool.
That's always nice when you can actually have fun doing the actual audition. Yeah, just trying to like get through some pretty bad copy for a commercial and make it seem not like a commercial.
Right. Or if there's no copy, at all, and you're just like, whatever, concert goer guy who loves to dance. Great, thanks. Can't wait to go to this audition.
I always like when you get the breakdown or the email things for roles you qualify for, and so many times now, like the thing now is that they want real. We want real football fans.
Everything's so real.
Because no one can pretend to be excited about watching a football game. We need you to be a real fan of this specific team. Because if you're not, we'll know.
Right. And then you go to the audition, by the way, and like none of that matters.
Nope.
They don't care at all.
Mm-mm.
My friend just went on a thing. She booked the job, actually, and shot it. It was a small commercial for, I don't know, Lipton Iced Tea or something.
Uh-huh.
But they were like, all right, listen, you must be able to water ski. Expert water skiers. You will be water skiing in this. Do not come to this audition unless you are a grade A water skier. And so, whatever, she like thought she could at least, you know, she thought she was good enough to be able to go on it. So she went on it at the audition. They're like, can you crush it, you know, water skiing? She's like, yeah, like I've done it several times. Like, man, I'm pretty good. Like, there won't be an issue. Ends up getting the job. Cool. She goes to shoot it. They have her on water skis, but with a green screen behind her, and she's just like standing on like a box with the water skis.
What?
So, of course, any person could have done it. Any person who could stand up could have done it. But they like, I don't know why you want to weed out people that way.
Maybe, who knows, maybe it was like a later on decision. Maybe they were going to have real water skiing, and then we don't have a budget for this. Green screen.
Yeah. It's just they just do that all the time, and it's so stupid.
Yeah. I might have talked about this on the podcast once before, but yeah, like, I booked a commercial that made lots of big changes, I feel like, very last minute.
Oh, okay.
It was a commercial for, like, a smartwatch, and the whole audition was just your facial reactions. Right. All your facial reactions to different scenarios, because there's going to be a bunch of different people like wearing a smartwatch, and the smartwatch is going to help them out in whatever the situation. So the audition itself, and I had a callback, and I did it in front of the director and the producers, it was close up on your face. Your face, your face,
right.
Your face.
Tight shot.
Yeah, just like, okay, now you're walking to this party, you realize it's a toga party, and you're not wearing a toga, and like they need to see how your face is, and then you ask your smartwatch like, where the nearest like fabric store is to get a toga. So that's the thing. We had a fitting. They took pictures, you know, full body, all this kind of stuff. They did my hair. They did my makeup. They trimmed my beard. All this stuff. And this is on the day of the shoot.
Right.
They did not shoot my face. The entire thing was just a close up on my wrist as I'm walking down the thing. And then the background people who are like the toga people for the party, you see them. You see their face. They talk. They have dialogue now. They're like, hey, man. You know, they call me about my name. They're like, hey, Josh, or whatever. Like, go to the party. And then like, all I do is, like, lift the watch up to my unseen face.
Right.
And, like, ask.
Like, it's just out of frame?
Yep. Anyone who wore the watch, you never saw their face.
I can't even imagine how that would make sense as a viewer of the commercial, seeing all this, but never seeing the guy's face who's wearing the watch.
Yeah, and so, and then, like, as we're, like, kind of getting closer to, like, what seems like a wrap, I'm, like, I asked the directors, like, are we ever going to, like, do another, like, angle of this? He's like, no, it's just going to be close-ups of the watch. And also, the main thing in the back of my head is the buyout is only if you're recognizable.
Then there's all that shit edit.
And I'm, like, well, you're not going to see my face at all. And he's like, don't worry, you know, you'll still be recognizable with your voice, blah, 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 blah. I see the final commercial, they replace my voice.
If somebody come in and do voiceover?
Yep. God, and he was like, weird. And he kept telling me like how much I was killing it, like after every take, like all my like delivery and stuff with like how I was like, you know, asking the watch like where the nearest fabric store. He was like, you know, you're doing great, like you're really expressing like your like concern, but also like, he was like super happy with my performance. I was like, guess not, because you, I don't know, maybe it was like a sound issue, maybe they didn't get the sound recorded right, but yeah, it is not my voice.
That's the thing, is like, you really don't know, there could have been 1,000 different things that happened.
Yeah.
And you as the actor, you just go do it, and then you leave, and then you're, disattached or whatever from it forever. No, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yep.
God, that's weird.
It was so strange. And yeah, like, they literally trimmed my beard, like, right before we started shooting.
Yeah.
Like not even hair and makeup knew that I wasn't going to be shot in the face at all. Like, well, I didn't even need to have makeup done.
That's so
anything.
Weird.
It was bizarre. So maybe it was one of those situations where they were planning the whole time she was going to water ski, and then it was like, the whole, yeah, we don't, something. Yeah, we couldn't get the permit for the lake shoot.
Well, so. I hope so. That would make more sense.
Yeah.
But I just feel like they
probably not.
It wasn't that.
Yeah,
they were being weird.
I had two auditions yesterday morning, and
nice.
It had been pretty slow for me as well. I don't remember the last time I'd gone on an audition. It had been probably a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I had to work yesterday. Yesterday was like the one day a week where I work lunch. So, of course, I had two auditions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I was supposed to start work at 11, and both of these auditions were at 11:10. And
they were both at 11:10?
Yep, very specific.
And two different offices? Two,
yep, very far apart from each other.
Well, what the fuck's up with that?
I don't know. One was in the Valley in Sherman Oaks, and the other one was south of downtown. like
south
down
of downtown.
Yeah, down by like south of like USC campus.
What the
and
hell? Okay.
So I was like, all right. So I talked to my work, kind of told them, explained what's up, and they let me. They're cool. And they let me come in like an hour late. Come in at noon.
Cool.
So I just went to the one in the valley at 10, and then just raced to the other one. So the one in the valley, I needed to look and be Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, so yeah, I saw that. Abraham Lincoln lookalikes.
Yeah, so I, you know, did my best, dressed the part and stuff like that. Did that, then changed clothes. I actually got to that audition before the casting director was there. I got there so early.
Yeah,
and
right.
So, but I was first in and out super quick. And then changed clothes in my car, raced all the way down.
South of downtown. By the way, if you're not in LA, this is a very far distance.
Yeah, it's
about which where it was in Sherman Oaks.
Yep, quite a trek.
Yeah, that's oh my god.
So it took a while to get down there. Ugh. Get down there, and this is the most people I've ever seen reading for the same role.
Yeah.
For this second commercial, it's a non-speaking role. I looked at like sort of like the. The little storyboard of like how the commercial is going to play out.
Yeah.
I guarantee this role is on screen for maybe 2 seconds, and they had dozens of people waiting. I get there.
This shit makes me not want to do this anymore.
I get there about 10:45. Still way early for my call time of 11:10, and there are dozens of people who've been there for hours.
Yeah,
waiting, and I waited.
That's early too.
Yeah,
10:45 is like
for them already to be that far behind.
Right.
And so I waited there for an hour. During,
so now it's 11:45.
During that hour, they saw two people.
What the fuck?
And by this point, there are well over 50 people now waiting.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just watching more and more people just scratch their names off the sign-in list. Like, I got to go.
Right.
And there's no air conditioning, so we're all just sweating. And I'm just, like, getting there and getting hot, getting
this
stressed
is insane.
Before I have to go to work. And then after, like, those two people... you know, do their audition, then they call us in for like a group explanation.
Right.
And then I go out and I look to see how many more names are in front of mine. I was like, this can be another hour before I'm in there. So it's the first audition I've ever had to leave.
Yeah.
And I just crossed my name out, wrote a little note, sorry, I gotta go. And then I went to work like all hot and sweaty and stressed and all that kind of stuff. And it was miserable. And after all that, I looked up like the commercial, like what the shoot dates.
Right.
This thing shoots when we're in Chicago. It shoots in 3 weeks. So the whole didn't even need to go.
There was no reason you should have even gone.
I shouldn't have even done it.
Also, you should have never got sent two auditions at the same time.
Yeah. And so it was crazy. And that was so many factors were all a first for that audition. Never seen so many people read for the same role,
right.
For a non-speaking role.
Yeah.
Never seen that long of a wait for anything.
I've never been to that casting office. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. So everyone there was like, this is my first time here.
Yeah.
But they had several different... rooms there of casting offices that I've auditioned for other places. So I don't know if it's like
right.
a new spot that several people
maybe.
Are now using, but not a great spot, especially without the air conditioning going. And I think what the issue was, I think the casting people were in another state or whatever, and they were like Skyping, and they might have been having some technical issues,
right,
or they were
right.
just like having very long conversations after each person's audition. And I was like, all right, you got to speed
this
up.
It's just so inconsiderate for all the people that are there.
Yeah.
Like, us who like all have to go to work after this, have other shit to do, and are like dying to get this fucking $1,000 job or whatever the fuck,
mm-hmm.
and they can just like sit us around and heat and
yeah.
Sucks.
It was the most miserable like environment. Like we're all like no one was happy.
Right.
No one was at that point. You know, everyone's got that. You know, most auditions everyone got that fake extra energy, like
right,
being super
right.
positive. This people were just like mad, and I was trying not to like be that way. Like, I was, like, internalizing it, but, like, some people were just, like, being pretty open and honest with how they felt to the casting assistant, you know, the girl who's just checking the names.
And like, that sucks, because she is just, like,
not,
a fucking lowly paid,
yeah,
like, you know.
She has nothing to do with this.
No.
So I always try to be nice to those people, because, you know, eventually they'll be casting.
Right.
And so, you know, I was like, ooh, bad move for the people who are just kind of, like, being, like, not very patient with her, because she has no control over this.
That's not her fault.
But I was just like, I can't do this. So it's the first audition I ever left.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever left an audition, but thankfully, just because like I usually work at night, so my days are free. Like, if it takes long, it's fine. It's just, it's inconvenient, but I could sit around and wait. But I remember like when I first started auditioning and I saw people leaving, I would always be like, wow, I can't believe that guy just like left this audition. Like, what if he gets this job? You know, or what if he could have got it? It's just crazy. But I mean, you can't be sitting around like that forever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like, I don't know how you feel now, hopefully okay about it, but even if you book that job, based on how it started, like, that just seems like a bad sign.
Yeah.
Like, I bet this whole thing is just going to be a fuckfest.
I'm sure
it will. Maybe it's great that you're not even a part of it.
Yep. Yeah, it seemed pretty unorganized. I think they also had a bunch of other roles.
Yeah.
I think they just kind of, like, scheduled everything all at the same time. And so, like, the commercial, it's I think it's for some kind of medicine, like some prescription thing. And one of those commercials, like a Cialis thing, where you just see, like, the same person going through their whole day.
Right,
they're at work, they're here, yeah. This and stuff like that. So it's, like, all the people that he interacts with throughout his day. And that person has already been cast. And when I got home, I got an email for some new roles they added for that commercial.
Oh, good.
I was like, wait, we need young hip millennials. I was like, Jesus.
No!
I was like, I am not going back.
It's so funny. There's these casting offices where I wonder if they're... I guess the main thing I assume is that the shitty ones that are working are probably just super cheap for the client to hire.
Mm-hmm.
And so if their budget is tiny, they just hire these smaller, like, less professional casting offices to do their job, and then it goes, you go like this, and
yeah,
it sucks.
Where they cast very wide nets
for these
people. Because most auditions, it's like 10, maybe 15 people per role.
Sure.
And they've already got it narrowed down to that, and then they're just, like, picking the best one or the one that fits. But this was just, like, so many people. And when I saw the group breakdown, I'm like, this is so dumb. The role or whatever was, like, you're, like, a coworker of, like, the main person.
Right.
But they said the main person's already been cast. They've already cast the lead for this thing. But the audition, they would have us go in two at a time, and one person was being the main person, and the other person is it. But there's no dialogue. Like, you don't...
But this seems like a type of job you can book off of, like, headshots.
Yeah.
Like, there's not going to be any dialogue. Yeah, it'll be, like, the fucking voiceover of the description of
the
medicine.
It's all just the talking of the medicine.
Right.
There's
so
no
just,
dialogue.
What do you need? What are you doing auditioning, even?
Yeah, so the scene was literally just the coworker just standing there, like, smiling.
Yeah.
And then, like, they just kind of, like, share, like, a moment.
Right, right.
And that was it. And I was like, why is this taking so long? Why
like,
are
you
sending...
How could you need to see that many people for that? Yeah.
Why are you seeing one person every 30 minutes?
Oh,
it was mind-boggling. So that was not fun.
How'd the Abe Lincoln one go?
Fine. No dialogue for that either. So yeah. I'm just going to walk and...
Did you have a... What'd you do to look like him?
I wore black slacks, white button-up shirt, black vest, black bow tie.
Oh, nice.
And
okay,
actually, I had a long black trench coat. And
what?
So I wore that. And
very Abe Lincoln-y of you.
Yeah, when I walked in, there was a lady like in the lobby who was not for this project. She's like, oh, you look like Abe Lincoln. And I was like, perfect.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that breakdown.
So yeah, it was fine. Yeah, my agent got me, you know, both of those. And so I found out, you know, late the night before. I was like, oh, gotta do these things last minute in the morning. But
Sometimes it works out like that. Sometimes it works. Like my audition the other day was at 3:40, and I was working a random day shift at Bloodsoe's because I was picking up shifts for dough.
Mm-hmm.
And it closes at 3, and the audition, the casting office was like 2 blocks away.
Oh, nice.
Sometimes it's so sweet and perfect.
That's pretty
and
great.
It was a well-run audition, which is great too.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. That'd be cool to get that. And I have one today also.
Although oh, nice.
Today's is, I like just updated on the websites for my agent the dates I'm going to be out of town for Chicago and Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
Just did it. Like yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And then like a couple hours later, I get this audition. I go and it's for, you know, it's for today at whatever time I can do it. So I just confirm it. But then I see that the callback date is I'll be in Chicago and the shoot date is when I'm in Asheville. So I'm just like, well, how?
Why am I here?
Fine, I'll go do it, I guess, but I can't do anything.
Yep.
They better pay real well for me to, like, change flights around.
Right? Yeah, and I don't think the audition that I was waiting for so long, I don't think it definitely wouldn't pay enough for to justify switching flights around.
And I think it's expensive, man.
So,
I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, our agents are dealing with a lot of shit and a lot of people to submit, so they maybe miss shit every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was so funny that I literally just put those dates on there.
Yep.
I was like, hey, I have an audition.
Yeah.
I can't do anything.
Yeah, my agent's always like, you know, whenever I do email her and let her know that when I'm going to be out of town, I, you know, I always give like at least a month's notice. And
yeah.
She's like, okay, but keep sending me constant reminders.
Right.
Because I'm not going to remember that. And I usually do get auditions that are supposed to shoot while I'm gone. I'm like, why am I going? Like, I mean, I guess it'd be good just to be seen in front of these casting directors, but at the same time, if they knew I was unable to do this, they'd be mad I'm wasting their time.
Yeah, they usually want to know, you know.
Are you available?
Are you available for this? Otherwise, why are you auditioning?
Yep.
But it is great to see casting directors, especially if you haven't seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, my agent's real good at, like, if I can't make something, she'll be like, oh, he's actually shooting something else we just found out.
You know, just
to make it sound like you're busy and, like, you didn't fuck them.
Yep.
We'll see. I think I have to rap in it today.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Like, freestyle?
No, there's dialogue.
Oh, okay.
It's like a rap song.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just do our new intro.
Right. Well, it feels based on the intro that I'm like, you know, I might do a pretty good job now.
Yeah, just do that instead. Just plug our podcast instead. Just,
they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, also, I can't come to the callback. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we'll see. I found my Vodafone commercial that I shot a while back. It was never going to air in America. It's like a European only.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I finally found it, so that's cool.
And turned out well?
Yeah, it looks great. It's like set in a futuristic world, sort of. And there's like, you know, jetpacks and like
spaceships
and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Send me that iSpot link or whatever.
Yeah, I will. I'll put it up on my site, too.
Oh, nice.
There's not enough me in it.
Oh, clearly.
Certainly. But
never is. Cool. Never is.
But still pretty cool.
Yeah, the last commercial I shot, I periodically check to see if they ever made it, and I've yet to find it.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's so hard.
Yeah, and then the TV show thing that I did.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I keep checking their site, and I don't see anything
about it. Is the show airing, though? Just not your episode yet, or?
No, I don't see anything about the show, period. But the last time
I heard
anything about it was several months ago at Chili Bowl. I bumped into one of the producers
at Chili Bowl?
At a Starbucks next to Chili Bowl.
Oh, got it.
And he recognized me. I was just walking down the street. And he was like, hey. And then so I asked him like, what the update was. So they, you know, the show officially got picked up. But he said they still had like a few more episodes to shoot. So I keep checking like the website for the channel, you know, about upcoming shows and all that kind of stuff like that. And I don't see anything about it. But who knows?
And that probably is just going to come later. Or whatever.
Yeah, it'll just show up randomly.
God, I can't wait.
It's going to be something. Something else.
It's going to be something.
Any sweet, sweet tops?
I brought 26 tops today.
Oh, my God. That's good.
Yeah. Do you have tops?
Mm-mm.
So you actually have 26 tops also, but you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last week you said you were going to you had an idea for a game. Do Leo and I need to play the game together? Or could we do the game this time?
No, we're not going to do the game.
Okay.
Yeah, because I wanted there to be... More
I figured.
Two of us. And then also, since we thought Sam was coming, I was going to try to do it so that there could be three contestants.
Ah.
But then now it all fell apart and it's just me and you.
Everything's crumbling. Everything sucks. Yeah, this sucks. Yeah, so next week we are hoping to have a guest, a fan of the podcast and coworker of Brian's.
Yeah, ex-coworker of Leo's, avid listener. I think he literally has listened to all of our episodes.
Future coworker of mine, probably.
Future coworker of yours, who knows, but probably.
Yeah. Hey, it's a big world.
It's such a fucking world. Yeah, so I thought that maybe today, I assume that you wouldn't have any tops, but that's correct. And I don't really have any either. And so I thought we'd play alphabet tops.
Yeah, you sent me a text that just said alphabet tops.
Yeah.
And I was confused.
Right. Don't know where it came from, just thought it might be stupid and fun. Mm-hmm. So alphabet tops is we go through the alphabet from A all the way till Z.
Whoa.
Talking about the English alphabet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Curveball.
Yeah, nuts, I know. And then I thought we would combine it with my favorite improv game, which is called Mind Meld.
Which is called Zip Zap Zop. It'd be real strange.
Zip Zap Zop is the worst. Have you ever played Mind Meld?
I think so.
Maybe one, two, three, and then
you say words, and then you... Word. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen people play it. I don't know if I've ever played it.
It is a fantastic game, first of all. I don't know why, but it's just so damn fun. Because he's just trying to get on the same page as somebody. It's great. Mm-hmm. So I thought we would do alphabet tops mixed with mind meld, where on three, we start at A, and we both say something that starts with A that we might want to talk about.
Okay.
If it ends up being the same, then, I don't know, something cool has to happen. We got to figure it out still.
Okay.
And if not, then we just have two different things, and we just quickly talk about them. And then after that, we go B, and then C, D, D, all the way down.
All right.
D twice. There's not two Ds in the alphabet.
There's
just one D.
Okay.
Yeah. It's too easy to talk about big old titties. But we're not.
Could be your topic.
That's true. Double D's. Also, you can make different rules as the game progresses and reward points to yourself or the other person also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so there are points on this.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything's got to be a game.
Okay.
But I have no idea. They're basically up to you.
How do you get points?
No idea.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you just award them to people, to either yourself or me. As we go, something seems like it is point worthy.
All right. So at any point, at any moment.
At any moment.
If you decide that moment is worth points, hey, man, points.
Right.
All right, cool.
But, you know, you can't just be like, points. You gotta be like, oh, points because this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's gotta be at least some justification.
Is there a limit on how many points you can give at a time?
No way.
Okay.
Not
so you'd be like 1 point or like a million points.
Absolutely. It's very up in the air.
Great.
Yeah.
I like it.
Or maybe it should be like 1 through 10. It's not a million.
1 through 26 points.
1 through 26 points. Yeah. But they don't quite have to correlate with the letter.
No way.
And obviously.
Obviously.
And I'll just keep track of the points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I was actually gonna bring you the coins today for the Bears win. I totally forgot.
Oh yeah, what's the interest on that now? Pretty high, I hope.
Probably not gonna be that much. No.
Man, I really hope it is.
I feel like it was it week 3 of 17 points? I can't remember equaling 17 cents, but it seemed like it was more than that.
I don't even remember. If our listeners are unaware of what we're talking about, we're some game we played a long time ago, and I won something. The prize was, what's it say the prize is?
Does it say it on here?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, yeah. However many points the Bears score next week, I'll give you in money, in pennies.
And then there's interest, right?
It doesn't say it on there. I think that was something you came up with.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, bummer. I thought there was totally a clause on there about interest.
There is not.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought like every time, each week where you forgot to pay me that point coin,
right.
I was going to be getting more and more. Oh, so I thought it was like working out in my favor that you kept forgetting.
Well, maybe I'll give you like an extra penny for every week, which is only going to turn out to be like 40 cents or something. But still, hey. That's 40 cents you didn't have before.
It's true. 40 cents I'm probably still never going to get.
Alphabet tops. I'm going to use this to keep track of our points.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And maybe also our words. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who friggin' knows? I'm ready.
Okay. So do we count down or how does it work?
I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, and then we're just going to say a word that starts with A. And like the point of mind meld is...
And these aren't random words. These are potential topic words, right?
Yeah, it should be something that you could talk about
actually
for a second.
Talk about.
But I mean, there's 26 letters. You know, true. It's not like we're going to talk forever about either one of them.
This would be the longest podcast ever.
No, come on. We got to make it snappy.
Yeah. normally, each podcast is like 3, maybe 4 topics. This one's 26.
26 topics. But like possibly shotgun topics.
Yeah, possibly 52 if we never meld.
That's true.
So,
what if we melded somehow every time?
Yeah. The special we might.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what does that mean? See, now I'm already getting clues. I'm already getting hints.
Yep.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's after three?
Yeah, it's 1, 2, 3, and then the word.
Okay, got it.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Alphabet tops. Episode 42. 1, 2, 3.
Acting.
Aliens.
Oh, we do talk about aliens.
So the thing is, I figured I probably could say acting and we would have mind melded.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say aliens.
Okay, cool.
So I said, fuck it.
So
you know what? I'm actually going to take away a point from myself for that.
Okay.
Because I purposely avoided a mind meld, which is the ultimate, you know.
Also, I just realized a new tricky thing about this. So in mind meld,
you
keep doing this.
Until you get the right.
Yeah, but do we have to keep doing it with letter A's?
No.
Oh.
That would just take way too long.
I was going to say, okay.
Yeah. It's definitely different than the point of the game mind meld.
Yeah.
It's just like a little bit of mind meld included in this.
So now what happens? We're not going to keep mind melding on A words. We're just going to briefly say something.
I don't think so. It would just take
something
too long.
Okay.
But separate from the podcast, we should just play mind meld because it's so great.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay. Now I'm more clear about what we're doing.
Yeah. Sorry. I just came up with this.
I was like, man, now I got to come up with another A word that's not acting or aliens. It's like, that would be real hard.
But that has some. That would bring us
be a topic
to a word.
It's in between the two of them.
Acting would make us feel.
But also because of
right.
the A.
Right.
Real.
Which I feel like would be like.
Area 51.
I guess I couldn't say aliens because it's already. You can't really repeat words.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Well, good thing we're not doing that.
Great. That'd be a horrible game.
So now we have two topics to talk about: acting and aliens.
Yep. Good news is we already talked about acting.
That's true. Cancel it out. Already done. Let's talk about aliens.
Point for me.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, that's fair. I think it's very fair. Josh has a point already. I am -1. This is gonna be great. I've been watching Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So have you.
Mm.
There's clearly a being.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really an alien, right? It's like from another dimension.
I don't know.
Yeah. You finished it.
Yeah.
I did not finish it.
It's true.
It's very cool. I love the new dimension gate thing. Man, but he seems pretty alien-y. Anyway, do you think there's aliens?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably gotta be.
I mean, we think our world is big. Universe is real big.
Real big.
So we gotta bump into strangers in the universe.
Right.
It can't be from Earth.
Oh yeah, so by the way, when we start space traveling and you meet somebody from another universe,
mm-hmm.
are you gonna say, wow, this is a really big universe?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Klarnok the here? Big universe.
Huge universe.
Yeah,
that'd be cool to run into some aliens sometime, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't happen in our lifetime.
Although what if you're space traveling and you run into someone you do know?
That would be so kooky.
Yeah.
What are you doing out here, Bob?
Yeah. What a small universe.
Oh, there's so many ways to use it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there are aliens.
Yes, and we act.
We do act.
Yep.
I hope this audition goes well.
Me too.
Thanks, man.
Although, you can't
actually, I don't
do
care,
it.
I guess, because I can't do it.
Yeah, it's true. I hope you don't get a callback.
Yeah, maybe I don't get a callback.
Yeah. I hope they change the dates, and you can do it, and you get it.
That'd be so great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to rap.
Yeah.
But it's like, cool. I think it's like office workers.
Oh, so it's supposed to be bad?
Yeah, like gotcha. Being like funny, like breaking out of their
yeah.
boring office, you know, norm and rapping mm-hmm. or something. I don't know.
Gotcha.
We'll see when I get there. Hopefully hopefully the air conditioning is not on
mm-hmm.
and I'm there for 3 hours. Hey, Sniffles.
Yeah, I still got a little bit of Sniffles left.
Oh, man, I got a great B now.
Oh, okay.
You ready for B?
Yeah, I'm not going to be on the same page because I can't think of a B that you're thinking about.
No,
ready?
No problem. One, two, three.
Bunk beds. Okay.
Because he sniffled.
It's true.
Where do boogers come from? You know, what is a booger?
Yeah. Is it just dirt that just goes up your nose and then gets stuck in the snot and then your snot turns in hard?
So, like, the snot in your nose is green already and mm-hmm. then it hardens with some dirt from the outside world that you're breathing in. And then it hangs out on the side of your nose until you get it out with your fingernail.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
You pick your nose?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to. How else are you going to get it out?
Yeah. I mean, I try to just get up there with a tissue. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you need, like, the...
Sometimes it's real hard.
The friction.
Yeah.
Yeah. The sharp right angle of a...
I feel like picking your nose gets a bad rap. I mean, yeah, you don't want to do it, like, in front of other people.
Right.
But, like, you have to do it. That's like being like, ew, Stevie's gross. He wipes his butt after he poops.
Right.
Like, it's hygiene.
I think it's so ridiculous. Especially also, taking a poop in a public bathroom. Like, why is that? Everybody poops.
Yeah.
Just go poop. But, oh, man, Ted took a shit. Yeah, so what? Of course I took a shit.
Yeah, it's not gross that someone took a shit. It's gross if the bathroom itself is gross.
Yeah, sure. That's
what's gross.
Or if I came out with shit on my hands.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to knock anyone for actually going number two in a bathroom. Right. Oh, you use that room for what it's supposed to? You're
weird.
Dumb.
Yeah.
But yeah, cleaning out your nose, like, you gotta do that.
Yeah, you just do it, like, do it in your bathroom when you're by yourself.
What, are you gonna be proud with a nose full of boogers? I never pick my nose. Look at all these boogers up there.
I can barely breathe.
Yeah.
Look at all these boogers.
Yeah, come on. Get over yourself. It's 2016.
Yeah, there's no such thing as booger pride, you idiot.
Welcome to the 90s.
God.
That's another thing I'm starting.
Just, welcome to the 90s.
Yeah, I guess bringing it back, but yeah. Yeah, just for no reason.
Yeah, because people said it.
Yeah, they said it, but I'm doing it again.
Welcome it's cool to be original, but it's also cool to bring back shit that people remember.
90s fashion's coming back.
So oh, my God.
So welcome, welcome to the 90s. Bunk beds.
Bunk beds. I'm going to award you a point, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
For bunk beds, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Because you used two words that both started with B.
Oh, it's true. Double B's.
I love that.
Did you have bunk beds at any point in your childhood?
Sure did.
Me too.
I actually had some pretty sweet bunk beds that my dad made us. Made us a bunk beds and a big toy box just out of, you know, wood.
Mm-hmm.
But they were, like, very nicely. He was good at it. And so we had bunk beds. I think mine was on top, and my little brother's
on bottom. Yeah, I was a top bunk.
Yeah. And they had, like, openings. But the whole thing wasn't opened. There was just, like, a sort of, like, a door that you could slide into. But then when you went in there, like, it wasn't all open, so it was kind of dark. So it was comfortable for sleep.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then there were walls then, sort of, so that you had room to, like, put shit. And, mm-hmm. like, you know, probably had, like, stickers on there or whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
If Leo was here, he could talk about his, like, bunk situation he had at our first apartment when we moved out here.
Lost Feelers, yeah. In the tiger cage.
Thing. Yeah, tiger cage.
Sure. That's a pretty good idea because then you save space. You got mm-hmm. the bed up in the air and then you got that space on the ground for a desk or whatever.
It's like, you know, people who have tiny homes. It's like you basically have, like, a tiny portion in your home.
Yeah.
Like, you're making a part of your home tiny. By conserving that space.
There's only so much space you can go on the ground, and then you have all this free room up in the air.
It's true.
Get up there. Build up there.
Get on up there, you freaks.
Yeah, little freaks.
Yeah, it's like skyscrapers. You run out of, you know, real estate on the ground, so just build up.
God,
same with
so
beds.
Obvious. So you should all have bunk beds in the air.
What do you think will happen next? Do you think we'll have even taller skyscrapers, or do you think we'll start building down into the ground? Have, like, under scrapers.
Ooh, interesting.
Ground scrapers.
I feel like because of the sport of competition, there will always be, I'm going to build the next highest building.
So no Mole Town? No underground Mole Village?
I'm not saying no to Mole Town. Oh, okay. I'm saying Mole Town could happen.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And in fact, I wish and hope that it happens.
I just want to bump into a stranger, but what a big Mole Town.
I feel like there should be, instead of just going straight up with one building, there should just be, like, a whole second layer that's built.
Yeah.
Like a whole upstairs. But it has to somehow, like, sunlight's also somehow get down to the bottom.
Bunk floor. City!
So it's gotta be like Bunk City, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like Bunk City.
We gotta start getting Bunk City going.
Yeah, I'd much rather have Bunk City than Mole Town.
Yeah, Mole Town seems, I don't know, just, like, sort of dirty and smelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bunk City sounds cool.
It's also got a bad name. Wait, you need a new campaign for this Mole Town.
Yeah, why are you calling it Mole Town? It's so gross.
Weirdos? Because I'm
Bunk
cooler.
City sounds so much cooler.
Bunk City sounds like the best.
Bunk City! Shotgun top bunk!
I also have, when I don't have a beard, which is not very often, mm-hmm. There's a big scar on my chin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's from when I fell off a bunk bed when I was little.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, and I rolled off it in my sleep, and I knocked the ladder over with me. Mm-hmm. So the ladder hit the ground, and then my chin hit the, like, rung of the ladder. And then split open.
Ow.
Real bad. I went and got it stitched up. Everything was fine. And then one time, a few weeks later, me and my older brother were at our babysitter's house. And he had a Jason Voorhees, like, that hockey mask.
Uh-huh.
And he was scaring the dog. And the dog, like, lifted its hind leg. And I was behind it. And its claw cut my stitches open. I had to go get it stitched again.
Ow.
Yeah, gross.
Ready for C?
Fucking bunk beds. Yeah, yeah, let's go to C. Does any more points? And I'm not going to call for it. We didn't say it, so
yeah.
I'm not going to write these down anymore. I mean, the points I will, but not the words.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm not. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. That was very quick. Oh, my God, I'm not ready.
Well, you're not supposed to, like, think about it. You're just supposed to, like, go with whatever comes to your mind. I don't know.
I am not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm ready. One, two, three.
Cast.
It. What'd you say?
Cast.
Oh, nice.
Cause, but not like a cast, like an actor's, like a cast for a broken bone. Because you said stitches, that made me wonder, have you ever broken a bone?
Nice. And
so then I was thinking cast.
I was going to ask you, which cast do you mean? Because I assume you meant the cast from acting.
Yeah.
You can never assume.
You really can't.
Assuming makes a motherfucker out of you and me.
Yeah, depending on how you spell assume.
Assume, right. Yeah. And we all spell it differently.
Motherfucker soon.
I don't believe I've ever broken a bone.
I have not either.
Oh, nice.
So I've never worn a cast.
I feel like that every time I say that, I'm like, oh, man, I guess I was just like a little pussy.
Yeah, a little scared little baby.
I didn't do anything adventurous, but I really did do adventurous things.
Yeah, I risked
just really safe about
risked
it.
My life daily. Just got real lucky.
Oh, right, absolutely. Yeah,
should have been dead literally every day.
I think you guys probably saw me the most hurt I've ever been, physically, not emotionally, when I came home from getting hit by the car when I was on the Baron.
Oh, yeah, you were pretty banged up.
Yeah, and I think I probably did, like, bruise ribs or something.
Yep, I've bruised a rib, and it's very painful, and they say it's basically the same as breaking it. There's not much of a difference, and either way, there's nothing they can do about it. There's no cast for your ribs.
Yeah, how do you write? You literally torso cast?
Be pretty cool.
So sick.
But there's no way for them to set it. You literally just have to let it, you know, kind of naturally go back.
Yeah, you just gotta just forget it.
Yeah, I was on a double-decker accident.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, I was given a tour of Chicago on top of a double-decker, and the driver just slammed on the brakes, and I went flying.
Oh, my God.
And just slammed into the front of the bus and banged up my ribs real bad. So I had to go to get x-rays done and all this kind of stuff, and it was very painful.
What's wrong with that dumb old driver?
You said it, dumb and old.
Dumb and old.
He was like, did you see that car come out in front of me? I was like, no, I'm talking about bus looking at buildings. Like, I don't believe you because I am fairly certain you fell asleep at the wheel and then woke up and were like startled and hit the brake as hard as you could because you figured you were going to hit something. That's my guess.
Oh,
but
my God,
I even went back to the hotel that it happened in front of and asked if they had any security cameras that were pointing out to the street so I could see footage. And I also wanted to see my body just fly.
Did you see it?
Nope, they didn't have anything. Jerks.
It's always so crazy. Like, you don't want to see somebody get hurt, but it's so wild to see, like, a body, like, fly through the air.
Yeah.
So weird. Because you don't really get to ever see that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you watch a movie or something.
It's true. What was your C word again?
CrossFit.
Yeah, you still doing CrossFit?
Yeah, I'm still doing CrossFit. I did 3 days, and then I went on my trip to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back and did a day, and I hurt myself.
Oh, no.
While I was working out, it was a pretty strenuous workout, and I started getting numb in my left hand.
Oh, did you pinch a nerve or something?
Yeah, so I think I like my shoulder, like I maybe a muscle on my shoulder got swollen or something, and I pinched a nerve. So for the past like 4 days, my like left arm has been getting better, but like been numb. It's been real strange.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'm hoping it gets like 100% better soon, so I can go back to the gym because I gotta keep working out.
Good.
Yeah.
River D.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Didgeridoos.
Ooh, nice. Didgeridoos are awesome. They sound so cool.
Yeah, you ever see them? Like,
yeah, I think I saw them at the Highland Games once. Which is, I don't think they're Scottish at all. I don't know where their origin is.
I want to say they're Australian.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Nice, but I think somebody brought them anyway because they sounded so cool.
Yeah, they do sound cool, but you don't really see people have them.
It's not like, let's say, like, you're out at a party in the weekend, like, with your friends, and everybody's got their didgeridoos.
Jamming out the didgeridoos.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't ever see, like, a street performer, like, on a subway, like, playing a didgeridoo, right, taking up all that space. Everyone's getting real annoyed.
Which I feel like would be cool, because, like, I'm so over the guitar.
Wow.
Somebody bring out a didgeridoo.
Yeah, come on.
Or anything else besides a guitar or, like, the drum buckets.
I want to get a big old didgeridoo, and just be out on the street, have a little setup, and then have a little signs as I take requests.
And what if you could play any song anybody requested, but with the didgeridoo?
Yeah, like, I want to hear Rihanna's, like, bow wow 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 wow.
That'd be quite a talent.
Bow wow 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 wow.
I feel like for a short amount of time, you might like be like pretty popular and make some money, and then everybody just be over.
Yeah, I'd be like that. That homeless guy had a really good voice.
Yeah,
like he got off the streets and was doing some VO stuff. But anybody checked in on him lately?
Yeah, probably dead.
Yeah.
I said Duluth, which I think is a city in like
Georgia.
In Georgia?
Mm-hmm. At least we have one. I mean, that'd be more Duluth.
Maybe it's like Springfield, where there's a few different sites that have them.
Possibly, but I know there's a Duluth, Georgia.
It came to my mind because of Lady Dynamite. Because every time they
I was going to say the word dynamite.
What?
Yeah.
Man, you get a point for that.
Almost saying a word that would have been
sort of similar to something I was going to say.
So Duluth is connected to Lady Dynamite? I still need to finish that show.
But like every time she like goes to, like when she's talking, like she narrates the show, right?
Yeah.
And then there's always like past, I think it's past, present, and Duluth. And Duluth is like when she was like just out of the like mental hospital. It's always like a little blue and color, the whole thing. And she's like, looks insane.
Mm-hmm.
I like those scenes a lot.
Yeah.
Her mom's really funny because she's like all super happy all the time.
Yeah, I like the show. I've only seen the first few episodes. I need to like finish it off.
Oh, get back on it.
Get going. Yeah, I'm behind on lots of stuff that I want to be caught up on, but there's also a lot of stuff in this world, and sometimes you just got to pick some stuff to just cut loose.
Yeah, you got
to
do some stuff. You got to cut some stuff loose, man.
Yep.
There's only 24 hours in a day. Okay?
There's less hours in a day than there are letters in the alphabet.
That's true. By the number 2. Hey. What are we on, E?
Yep.
Let's do it.
This game, we're on the 5th letter, we're 16 minutes in.
Wait, 16 minutes from once we started?
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go. Maybe we'll skip some letters. Maybe we should really try to mind meld.
Okay, forget about letters and just say words.
But we should start
with an E.
Yeah.
And then just see what happens.
And just see what... Let's just go with it.
All right. We'll try to actually just do a mind meld this time,
Ladies
starting
and gentlemen,
with E.
This is called improv, okay? We didn't write this shit. We know that it seems like it because it's so good. But we did.
Yeah. Zip, zap, zop. To be fair, I wrote that down.
Yes, you did.
I have zip, zap, zop written down in my notes. That's all my notes say.
Well, it's just a general outline. It's not less impressive.
Yeah, because sometimes you forget the third word. You're like, zip, zap, crap. Zip, zap, crap.
What was that one? Zip, zap, crap also sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Ready? 1, 2, 3, elephant.
Eagle.
Hey, both animals.
Listen, we were on the same page there.
Mm-hmm.
One, is the bald eagle still in danger?
I don't know, maybe.
Probably.
And I feel like elephants probably aren't doing great. I don't think any animal's got it good right now.
Have you ever been in the presence of an elephant or an eagle?
I mean, not in the wild. Seen elephants at the zoo.
At a prison for animals, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
I dare you.
Yep. What if kids went to real prisons and just looked at humans the way we do animals, and there was like fun facts about them, like on big printed boards?
Like about that specific human?
Yeah.
Like the horrible things they've done.
Yeah.
Put them in jail.
You get their peanuts at them.
I think, sadly, most of them would just be like, this dude smoked marijuana.
Yeah.
And it would be really boring.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably have to like pay extra to go into like the, what's the set, like solitary confinement?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and the kid can just like stand on a ladder and slide the little window
waiting
open
to see if they'll come out. And like, oh, guess he's sleeping.
There's probably a little thing you can put a quarter in to get nuts so you can feed him.
Yeah, there's a gift shop and you can buy like stuffed animal prisoners.
Oh, for sure,
like,
yeah.
Big plush prisoners.
They'll be like, you know, like a statue of a man in a prisoner uniform that has all different names on it. You find out it has your name on it.
Yeah. You can wear like a big hat that looks like the head of one of the prisoners instead of like an elephant or something like that. Like,
yeah.
It's just that dude's head.
There'll be like one of those big car, like wooden cutouts where you put your face in, and like one is a police officer and one is a prisoner, and like the police officer is beating the prisoner.
Yeah, and kids don't have their favorite animals, they have like their favorite prisoners.
Yeah.
And mine's Steve.
Hey, Steve, good to see you again.
I'll fucking kill you.
Yay.
It's just a big show.
Yeah.
I've never seen an elephant in the wild either, although I did see an eagle in the wild.
I've probably seen an eagle in the wild, but it might have been so far away I couldn't tell what exactly bird it was. I've seen big birds flying around, but
yeah.
I'm no bird man.
You're not a friggin' bird man.
I can't just look at birds and tell you what kind of bird that is.
I was on a flamingo watching tour in Mexico with my mom once. We're on this little boat.
Sounds made up.
Through this little lagoon. That's where we got. Going through this little lagoon where all these beautiful flamingos were around. My mom loves flamingos.
That's true.
And then, that part's true.
Yep.
And then, an eagle, we saw an eagle in the in a tree, and we thought it was really cool, and he flew from one side of the lagoon to the other, and came, like, right down, right above our heads, like, where we had to duck. It
was real freaky. Yeah. I thought he says he went down and picked up one of the flamingos and killed it.
That would have been cool.
I mentioned how your mom would have been traumatized.
Yeah, that would have been real terrible. That was a really cool trip. We saw alligators, too. Flamingos were very pink.
And you gotta see a lot of bonus things on this flamingo watching tour.
Yeah, it was pretty specific, like, this is a tour for flamingos.
Do not look at that eagle.
Right.
Pay extra.
Sir, no.
Yeah, pay me extra if you're looking at that eagle.
All right.
You see an alligator?
That's $20. You saw a couple alligators and an eagle. That'll be nice.
Flamingos, they're normally white and then they turn pink because they eat all that plankton, right?
Something like that. I don't know. Are they born white and they turn that way? Or maybe they're like a paler version of pink, but then as they grow older and they get more pink?
That's weird.
It is weird.
Is that the only animal that does that? Like, alligators aren't eating a bunch of green stuff, turning them green?
I don't think so.
Is there any other animal that just, you are the color of the food that you eat?
The thing you eat? That'd be interesting to find out.
Would that be all humans? Would it be the color of poop?
We don't eat poop.
Yeah, I guess so. It turns into poop.
Yeah, it turns into poop.
Do flamingos have pink poop?
But what if we had brown butts then, because we were pooping brown poop?
Mm-hmm.
What if different parts of our bodies that were touching different things were different colors?
Man, it would suck if I turned the colors of what I ate, because it would look like I have really bad acne, but it would just be pepperonis from all my pizza.
Right.
That'd be real bad.
I love pizza.
That'd be red polka dots. People are like, oh man, he's got to go to the dermatologist. No, I just eat pizza.
Something wrong with your skin.
Oh, speaking of pizza, that reminds me. Remember last week when we were saying, like, what if I got sick off of pizza?
Yeah.
That kind of happened last night.
Oh no.
Ate a pizza yesterday. Because I was tired and didn't feel like going to the store because I had no food, so I ordered pizza.
That sounds good. From where?
Papa John's.
Nice.
And ate it while finishing Stranger Things. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up and I had one of the experiences where you had, where I didn't know which end it was going to come out of. Like, I was on the toilet. My stomach hurt so bad. I was like, my whole body was like soaked.
This woke you out of sleep?
Yeah, soaked in sweat. And then I also felt the need to puke while I was doing that. So I, like, grabbed my, like, waste bin in the bathroom, like, holding that in my lap while on the toilet.
Holy shit!
Still using the toilet.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, this is awful. But I didn't puke, so I didn't have the pizza puke, so
nice.
I could eat pizza right now.
Fuck yeah, you could. What was on that pizza? Pepperoni?
Pepperoni on one side, and the other side was pepperoni and mushroom.
Gross.
I wish they had garlic. No pizza chains have garlic, so they're all dumb.
That's weird.
Yep, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's, all the big, like, American chains.
You know what you could friggin' do?
What?
Get a garlic clove. Mm-hmm. When you order your pizza, pizza's getting cooked and sent over. While that's happening, you chop up a garlic clove, smash it, chop it up, saute it real quick, make it all nice and hot and garlicky, and then when the pizza comes, lift some cheese up, throw some garlic clove under there, put it down, eat it up.
But while I'm at it, why don't I just make a whole pizza?
Well, but what if you don't have pizza?
That's true.
Damn it.
One time I tweeted at all three of those chains saying the first one.
Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut?
Mm-hmm. All three potential sponsors this week.
Yep.
And I was like, whichever one of you adds garlic to your pizza first, we'll get sole business for me.
From you. Oh, yeah. That's pretty, I would do that none if I was one of those.
None of them did it.
Doesn't Papa John's have that garlic sauce, though?
Yeah, the liquid you could dip your crust in, but I want actual, like, fresh
pieces of garlic.
Yeah, garlic on that pizza.
I do love garlic.
That's my pepperoni and garlic is my go-to pizza
Such
topping
a great combo.
That's my favorite.
I had made an omelet yesterday, and it had crushed, chopped up, sautéed garlic and some of the spicy hot link from Bledsoe's, which is not pepperoni, but similar. In that it's meat.
I don't think we're mind melting very well.
We tried once and we failed.
And then we just did what we did with the other letters and just talked about our animals.
Right.
But whatever.
Should we try again? That's great. This game can be over if you want.
It was a 20-minute game. Not bad.
Okay, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty fucking good.
Yeah, A through E.
Oh, man. And what are we, like an hour in?
Almost, yep.
Nice. Just that I didn't bring any other tops.
Oh, really? Okay, well, we can do a few more letters for some topics.
I feel like this is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's taking us places. We're telling fun stories.
Just anecdotes.
Thinking about garlic.
Yeah. Always thinking about garlic.
Who's not thinking about garlic?
But last night when I was on the toilet, I felt so miserable. Like, well, I can at least talk about this in the podcast.
Right.
Because it's related to what we said last week.
Well, I do like that. Things just happen in your life between Wednesday and Wednesday, and you go like, ooh, that'd be good for the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Hashtag save it for the podcast while on the toilet.
I wonder if we got any of those this week. Probably not.
I'll check. I doubt it. There's no one cares about us.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, I think that's probably right.
We just do this for ourselves, but it's fine.
I feel like once we get to episode 100, it'll be good.
Yeah.
People will definitely be listening by then.
If we cast it, they will come.
Oh, nice. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on letter F.
Yep.
Oh, I want to give me 4 points.
Okay.
Yeah, just because I feel
good job.
Like I fought back to get this game going after you wanted to quit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you earned it.
Yeah.
No one has tweeted at us at all.
No one has saved it for the podcast?
Nope.
No problem.
That's fine.
I'm giving you a point for checking.
I'm going to thank you. You know, I'm going to search just the hashtag Save the Podcast. See if anyone else has been just saying it.
Oh yeah.
Not even like, you know, at us. So see what happens.
And then we can talk about that.
Yeah, we'll say whatever topic they wanted to talk about.
Right. Oh, this is gonna be good. I like being surprised by stuff.
Oh, people are talking about the new animated Batman movie, The Killing Joke, which just came out.
Oh yeah.
So that's a hashtag for Saving the Podcast.
Somebody on my Facebook wall that I feel like we both know, I can't remember now, though, mentioned it and said it was good.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
It's not. I looked for it last night on Amazon. You can buy it for like $20 on Amazon.
20?
Yeah, you can't rent it.
Holy
yet.
Shit.
So eventually it'll be on Netflix or like Redbox and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think last night or Monday night, Arclight was doing like a one night screening of it.
Oh, that's
cool.
To
see it in the theater. I was working. I wanted to go.
Ah, that would have been cool. Yeah, it's animated. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, yeah. So it's an animated movie of a pretty well known book called The Killing Joke. And spoiler alert for The Killing Joke: this happens early on, but this is the story of how Batgirl gets paralyzed and becomes Oracle. Eventually she becomes Oracle, but Batgirl in the comics is paralyzed.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And this is how that happens.
Holy shit. I bet it has something to do with the Joker.
It does.
Yeah.
Good guess.
Thank you. There was a really good animated Batman movie like several years ago that I love.
I feel like DC does really good animated movies. They're like, they're all straight to video.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed almost all of them. There's been a couple of bad ones, but...
Have there? Man, there was only... I watched it, like, in the summer, like, when I was either in junior high or early high school, like, very long time ago.
Oh, okay.
It was so good.
Was it Mask of the Phantasm?
Maybe, actually.
Probably. That was one of the first ones. That was, like, Batman Animated Series animation?
Yes,
like, that same
was,
stuff?
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I think it was Mask of the Phantasm. That was, like, straight to video, just, like...
Do you remember it? Did you like it?
I remember... I don't remember anything about the plot. I remember... Of course, I loved it.
Okay.
When I saw it.
I think I just remember that I liked it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not what it was actually about.
Yeah, I remember nothing of the movie, but I remember watching it thinking, oh, this is cool, because it's like a whole movie of my favorite show.
Right. Yeah, Mask of the Phantasm, that's it. Got an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Not bad, not
Mark
bad.
Mark Hamill was the Joker, that's right, I forgot.
Comic-Con was this past weekend, I wish I could have gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I've never been to Comic-Con.
I've had a couple. We saw that Drew went.
Yep.
And had a bunch of great photos.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably be talking about it on his podcast.
Yep.
That I need to listen to.
I think I'm caught up on his podcast now.
Is it still called This American Jew, or is it now called Jews in USA?
I think season 2 is called Jews in USA, but I think the podcast is still called This American Jew.
Okay.
I caught up to it while doing something that I was trying to not do, but I'm starting to get into the Pokemon Go.
Oh, God damn it.
So I walked around the park, listening to podcasts,
great.
Catching Pokemon.
Great.
Last night at 12:30 in the morning, Leo and I just kind of walked around the neighborhood, caught
you
some
did?
Pokemon.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, I'm starting to fall down that rabbit hole.
Did you read the story of the guy that caught all the Pokemons? All the Pokemon that you can generally find in America, and then I think it was like Marriott or something was like sponsoring his travels to like Australia and other countries where you can't find Pokemon.
Yeah,
in America.
Yeah, there are some Pokemon that are specific to different countries, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's pretty awesome, though.
Man, you guys got to start traveling internationally so you can find Pokemon.
Yeah, I think when we go to Chicago, all we're going to do is walk around, look for Pokemon, not talk to anyone.
Yeah, that's great. I'm very excited for this.
Yeah. We've got to find all the Chicago Pokemon. But no, it's getting its hooks in me. It's pretty fun.
Chad plays a lot of games, too, on his iPad. Oh, he's playing SimCity. Remember SimCity?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's like, I don't know, whatever, a new one. He's building whole cities.
Yeah, as a kid, I never really got into those. Like, I'd do it initially. I'd do whatever I could to cause some chaos.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually want to maintain a whole city. And then I would play The Sims and I would just kill them. I'd put them in a pool and then delete the ladder and they couldn't get out.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Well, would you watch them drown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
And then people would come to the pool. Some people would swim. Some people would just cry because that was like the death site of their friend. And then
yeah,
like
yeah.
a little tombstone. And ooh,
wow.
Other people were just like, who cares? I'm swimming.
Yeah.
So
this is super creepy.
Yeah.
Cool.
A little maniacal little kid.
Yeah.
Now, I would love to go to Comic-Con one day. Leo and I went to Wizard World one time in Chicago.
Yeah.
And that was fun. Like a smaller scale Comic-Con. But yeah, didn't go. Saw some friends went. Soups Gels.
Yeah. I had some other friends go also. And I was Soups Gels. I feel like they like, you know, introduce a lot of new shit there for the first time.
Yep.
Trailers for a bunch of stuff. And then also, I feel like there's probably just like so many hot nerd chicks dressed up in sexy, like, you know, superhero costumes that I would love to hang out with.
Mm-hmm. And hot nerd dudes. And
probably some hot nerd dudes, yeah.
And ugly nerd dudes and ugly nerd chicks. There's something for everybody.
There's literally something for everyone. I will, the food situation is there.
I bet it's real expensive and not that great.
Yeah.
I will say that this is the first year where it seems like the studios are just kind of like, screw it. We know people are going to be putting bootleg versions of all these trailers online.
So, just like, so they've been
releasing them online, like in full HD. And everything people saw that normally is you can only see if you're going, like the Justice League trailer.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
It's not like it's full trailer, just footage or whatever. Like, but it says at the beginning, this was made specifically for people at Hall H and Comic-Con, blah, blah, blah. But they left that in there anyway.
Right.
And they're like, no. Because, okay. But it's great because we would all end up watching it anyway. We watched some crappy cell phone version of it.
Yeah, see a high-def, beautiful version of it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yes, Justice League footage, Wonder Woman trailer.
I didn't watch the Wonder Woman trailer.
New Doctor Strange trailer.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying not to watch any more Suicide Squad stuff because it comes out like in a week. And I don't like seeing any more footage of something that's like that close. Because let me save some surprises.
I want to go see that. Maybe we can do a midnight show or something. All right, we're on F. Mind meld F.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Fast.
Filipino. Nice. Mm. Nice. What made you think of Fast?
I don't know. Just an F word.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's a success.
Yep. I like to go fast.
Whatever I do it fast and I do it hard.
Yep.
I thought of Filipino because I might go to the Philippines.
Mm.
Yeah.
That starts with a PH.
Yeah, but I said Filipino. It starts with an F.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what I did?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll give me a little point for that.
Give me a point, too, because I saw what you did.
Okay. We're tied at 5 based on my calculations.
Fast. Yeah, nothing for fast.
Nothing at all.
I mean, what's the fastest you've ever gone?
Ooh, that's good. I've gone 90 on my motorcycle.
Okay.
I've probably gone fast. Oh, I've gone faster in a car.
Yeah, and in a plane, and on a truck.
I only go on
very slow planes.
Slow planes, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how they're in the air.
It's like, how do you stay up here, man?
You're not going fast enough.
Not even close.
One time I was going fast in a go-kart when I was a kid. Me and my cousin were riding around, and they had a pool, and so we're just in our swim trunks, so no shirts, and we're just driving down these like dirt roads.
Oh, so you're on the go-kart in only trunks?
Yep.
Maybe some sandals or something?
Nope, barefoot.
Nice.
Just riding down these dirt roads, and we went over a big bump, and I fell out of the go-kart.
Oh, no.
But my foot got caught in the seatbelt, and I was being dragged on the dirt road.
Oh, my God.
And my friend didn't notice, or my cousin didn't notice right away, so he's still driving. I'm just getting like dragged on this dirt road. My back got all scraped up, and I was all bleeding. And that foot came free of the seatbelt. And I was a kid. I was, like, screaming and crying.
Right.
And I didn't know what to do. And my first instinct was a bad one because I jumped into the pool full of chlorine and it stung
bad. Oh, plus you're getting all your gross blood in the pool.
Yeah, it was. I was a kid.
Well, you're a dumb kid.
Yeah, I was a real stupid ass kid.
Dumb little sissy kid.
Yeah, crying. Like a little idiot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, why'd that go kart keep going if your foot wasn't on the gas anymore?
I was in the passenger seat. So my cousin was driving.
He was driving and didn't notice that you were being dragged?
Yeah.
This kid sounds like an idiot.
I mean, he's having a good time. He's going fast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so there's a story about going fast.
Yeah, yeah. One time I was driving a little, like, mini motorcycle. Not a dirt bike, but, like, it literally just looked like a motorcycle, but smaller.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like like those toys for kids. It was, you know, it went fast.
Yeah.
And my friend Ronnie, who was, like, you know, sort of an idiot, but nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was his, and I was riding around, and I had never ridden one before, and I was going, and I was going towards a tree. And, like, instead of hitting the brakes, I hit the throttle.
Uh-oh.
So I went faster towards the tree, and I slammed the tree.
You break the bike?
I think the bike was fine.
Oh, were you fine?
And I was also pretty fine. Didn't break anything, as we discussed earlier. But I was a little banged and bruised up,
yeah.
Sure.
In my neighborhood, when I was, like, growing up, yeah, for the most of my childhood, so I was in middle school, there was one street that had a really steep hill.
Oh, yeah.
And we called it. I don't know what I'll call it, Death Drop, some
nice,
name
dude.
For it.
Death Drop? That's 2 D's and give me a point for that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And nice. So this was back when rollerblading was a popular thing to do.
Sure.
So
if you ask Rob, rollerblading is still a popular
thing. Yeah, always a popular thing to do. So I rollerbladed down that hill going real fast,
yeah.
And I never really learned how to stop on rollerblades, and it was also pretty...
Because you don't have the little brake like on skates.
Yeah, and it's just a straight down drop on this street. And also at the bottom, there was like a turn where, you know, a car could come, and there's literally nothing I could have done about that. So I think I had a friend down at the bottom, like, you know, watching for cars. I think more to stop the car because there's nothing I could change about my trajectory.
Right.
And so I just went down the hill one time and then, you know, didn't know how to stop. And so at that turn, I just jumped over the curb and just kept going into...
Stayed on your feet?
Once the street turned, if you kept going straight like I did, It was just, you know, you jump over the curb and then it's grass and then a grass hill that you just fall down into the forest.
Oh, sure.
And so I just
into the forest.
Yeah, into the woods and just, you know, jumped that and just tumbled and crashed and fell into that. But it was fun. I went fast.
Man, rollerblading was really cool for a time. Like, it was, like, if you were rollerblading, you were a cool kid in some groups.
Yeah. I never learned how to skateboard, though.
Me neither. I did have matching rollerblades with my little brother, and mine were blue and his were red, because those were our colors.
Oh, you were blue growing up?
Yeah.
I was, what color was I growing up? So me and my brothers, I think I was always green, and Chris was always blue, and then Nick, I think, like, red or purple or something.
Yeah.
Like whatever was
those
left.
Those seemed good. Yeah. All the prime colors.
Yeah. You
know? We always were told that I was the color blue because when I was born, I had a blue face.
Oh.
Because I feel, like, I don't know.
You're a big Braveheart fan.
I think I love.
You're cosplaying as Braveheart.
Immediately, yeah.
Freedom!
Well, they just came out of the vagina.
Freedom!
Yeah.
I think it was because, like, my umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck, and so I was, like, blue in the face, lack of oxygen.
Yeah.
So then, thankfully, they fixed that problem, and I'm alive today. And then my little brother had, my little brother was born with this, like, it was like a mole type thing, but it was real bright red on his chin.
These are odd ways to assign colors to children.
I mean, I feel like it was really just like they just said, my parents just said that. Just okay.
And then, like, if you had like a third sibling, like their color is just like flesh. Like, you were normal.
Yeah.
So now your
you
color.
Came out fine.
So your color is, yeah, it's just flesh tones of everything. Like, that sucks. I wish I had a crazy birth story.
Yeah.
So I could get a cool color.
Also, there's no flesh color anything, like, when you do anything. Everything's always like a real color.
Yeah. Team red, team blue, team flesh.
Team flesh.
I'm sorry, what?
Sounds gross.
Who wants to be team flesh?
A bunch of murderers.
Flesh team.
Ew.
But those murderers are in prison that kids can look at.
What a fun idea. Let's go release all the animals from all the zoos, and then go release all the prisoners from all the prisons, and swap them.
I saw a video the other day of a tiger kill a lady.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you watch that?
It was on Reddit.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this real? And I watched it, and it was.
Well,
you don't see her die. You see her. She gets out of the car of like a, I guess a safari type thing.
You're like literally not supposed to not get out of it.
Yeah, she got out and she was like getting in, back in the car, and a tiger just ran up, grabbed her, pulled her away, and the guy got out of the car and chased off. But you don't see. That's all you see. But apparently, she died and he got mauled, and so there's that story.
Damn. So there's that story.
Still good story of the week.
When I was way too young to have been watching this, I watched something called Faces of Death.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And real terrible.
Yeah, that was before the internet.
Yeah. I saw a lion eat a guy who got out of his Jeep. Bunch of other awful shit.
Real messed up.
That was real crazy. I don't know why I watched that.
Yeah, that's something you just kind of, if you're with your friends and you watch it, you kind of have to watch it because if you turn away. Then...
Yeah, you can't be the sissy.
Yeah.
It's like everybody's there, pants off, jerking off, watching Faces of Death. Like, don't be the one to leave, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Josh, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You know what I'm talking about?
I feel like we had slightly different ways we watched it.
Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
I feel like you could be alone on this one.
Gotcha.
So,
cool. Hey, man, I'm a real individual, you know?
I mean, you and those friends that you had.
Yeah.
How old were those friends?
I guess I was, like, 12 and they were 40.
good friends.
Oh, great friends.
Friends to the end.
Absolutely, yeah. Still know them today. They always tie me up and blindfold me and hang out.
Yeah. I don't think that most people wouldn't call that hanging out. But,
oh, okay. Interesting.
I mean, but most people, when they say hanging out, they're referring to something almost opposite.
Opposite of that?
Yeah. Oh,
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. It's like everyone's doing things like with their own will.
Yeah.
And like freedom.
Huh. Right.
And like ability to move like their limbs.
Right.
And like.
So no constraints.
Mm-mm-mm.
Got it.
No, yeah. In general hangout sessions, no constraints.
Okay.
For anyone in the group.
Yeah.
Huh. And like everyone kind of has like a decision on where you go and when and how.
Everyone?
Yeah, everyone gets to decide.
Yeah.
If you're like riding together, like in a vehicle to go there, like everyone can actually see out the windows. And
well, not the guy in the trunk.
No, see, there's no one in a trunk.
I think there was a guy in a trunk. But
not for normal hangouts. Your hangouts sound like maybe it was a cultural thing, like where you're.
Yeah, maybe. Right.
From.
Where'd you go? In Georgia? So maybe things are different there.
Yeah. So like in Georgia, like that's not. It's not how we hung out.
No. Well, definitely outside Chicago. And the suburbs of Chicago is how everyone hangs out, I'm pretty sure.
Cool. But, like, do you know anyone else that happened to?
Well, I was just so, like, involved in my group of friends that I didn't really talk to.
You literally never saw any other groups or any other people?
Yeah. It was mostly, like, as soon as I got there, let's get this bag on your head.
Yeah.
But I just assumed it.
I mean, was it fun?
No. It was awful. It was terrifying. It was a nightmare of a life, man.
But you had to see Faces of Death, so I mean...
Yeah, I freaking watched Faces of Death. It was awesome.
There's that common thread.
Yeah.
G.
Yeah. Oh, I got a good one for G. All
right.
Great. Ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Graveyard.
Girls. Oh. Sweet, sweet graveyard. Sweet. Nice.
All right. You got any good girls situations going on right now?
No.
Nothing with the ladies.
I was thinking that I need to be much more aggressive. Seems weird. Not aggressive, like in a weird way.
Outgoing.
Yeah.
Assertive. More, right.
Maybe assertive.
Putting yourself out there.
Yeah. Than ever, because I'm never like that really, and I probably should. And so I had that in mind. And a girl came into Bledsoe's, and then I blew it and didn't say anything. So I was like, okay, good job, idiot.
I thought you meant you went out. You were like assertive and you blew it. Like you said something.
Oh
dumb.
No. Oh, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
I feel like that hopefully would work in my favor, like turn into a joke or something. But I didn't do it that time. But then I was out getting some food, and there was a cute girl, and then I decided to talk to her, and we chatted, and maybe I'll see her at Bledsoe's. She said she might come in.
Ooh.
Yeah. Small steps. Small little baby steps. Yeah.
All right, for your next move. All right, next time a girl comes in, or you happen to just see them anywhere, because it's a big world.
This world is so big.
I've heard.
Can you compare that to the universe?
Yeah. I've heard that a lot of girls respond well to confidence. So walk up to a girl and say, like, think about how much confidence this must take, and then pee yourself right in front of her.
Ooh, like, does that take confidence?
I mean, to willingly do that
in public,
in front of everyone, just like, hey, I'm peeing myself right now because I'm so confident. They've got to respect it and admire it.
Do you think that you actually could do that? I feel like my brain would take over and not let me pee.
I doubt I could.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Have I had to?
Take away this whole confident pick up this girl by pissing your pants.
But literally just like, here's the situation.
You just hold your pee for as long as you fucking can, and then when you have to go, you don't go to the bathroom or take your pants off. You just try to pee.
Yeah.
I bet if you had to pee bad enough, it would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably, but it's so strange.
Oh, it'd be so strange. It'd be so warm. I guess we should try it.
You ever been to a graveyard, like at night?
Oh, man.
I have not.
Really?
I don't think so.
I remember playing the game Ghosts in the Graveyard a lot when I was a kid.
How's that game go?
It's like tag.
Oh, okay.
But you play it at night, and you're like, I don't know. That's all I remember. I think you're supposed to play it in a graveyard.
Oh, okay.
But we did not. We just, like, played it around the neighborhood.
It sounds familiar. It feels like I probably played it, you know, when I was hanging out with my normal friends, like, normal hanging out. Your game could have been different with your friends.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it. It was a bad time in my life. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't have a lot of graveyard memories.
I mean, I would hope most people don't.
Yeah. Yeah, the fewer, the better.
Unless you work at one, or you're a grave robber.
Whoa, that'd be crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we did so much shit dumb shit when I was a kid, but we knew never to do anything like that disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you didn't rob too many graves?
Yeah, not too many. Like, not to a point where it was like, you guys are being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just a couple.
Only rob the graves of children in case they're buried with toys.
We were kids and we wanted toys. We thought, hey, this kid's probably buried with some cool toys. I want those toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you only gonna dig up a child's grave if you're gonna dig up a grave.
Course.
Why dig up a grave of some old man? What's he got? A cane?
Yeah, I don't need a cane.
You don't get a cane anywhere.
I'm a young, healthy adult.
Yeah.
Walking around a cane like an idiot.
But if this kid's buried with a Nintendo, if there's a slight chance, if there's even a 1% chance that there's a Nintendo in that grave, dig up that grave.
You gotta play your odds, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Digging up kids' graves.
Yeah.
This is a good podcast.
Yeah.
We do a lot of good here.
It's gotten better throughout the podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like this game is it's leading us down paths that we might not have normally gone.
That's what I wanted. I wanted there to be surprises, you know, things that even we didn't expect.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should we do H?
Let's do H.
All right.
One, two, three. Halloween.
Mm.
Nice. For some reason, I thought maybe we would say the same word that time.
I was thinking about doing hippie.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a good one, too.
But then I went with Harry.
Harry as in the name or the adjective describing?
Pretty sure the adjective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Are you like, how do you feel about, how are you feeling about your body hair percentage as an adult?
That's what I was going to, I think.
Oh, cool, cool. I guess I'll give myself a point for that.
Yeah, we were on the same page for like how I was going to make a topic out of this.
We're tired.
I feel like I've got a normal amount of body hair.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I feel like I have an amount that I am fine with.
Oh.
I don't have like back hair.
Right.
I don't have a hairy butt.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's some hair on your butt, right? Let's take a look at that thing.
I have one single hair.
One single hair? Let's check that hair out.
Yeah.
Let's pop those pants off.
But yeah, I feel like my torso hair is a good amount.
Yes.
Not too much, not too little.
This is great.
And
this is all good
yeah,
stuff.
This is all great for the podcast. This is what people want to hear.
Absolutely, yeah.
How about you?
I'm okay with my body hair.
Yeah.
I have, for some reason, I've always wished that I had a hairless chest, though. There's a hairless torso.
I've shaved my chest in the past. Back in Chicago, I would shave my whole torso.
How's that process? Did you do it on a regular basis?
Yeah, I would have to or start itching.
You bicked it?
Yep.
Straight razor?
Mm-hmm.
Right down?
Yep.
Okay.
And so I would do that pretty regularly in Chicago because back then I was younger, I was 20.
Yeah.
And I thought it was weird. I thought my body looked too young to have the hair of a man. Yeah. I felt like I looked like the kid in like seventh grade who could actually grow a full mustache, shouldn't because you're still a seventh grader. So I felt like that was what my body was. I have a 20-year-old body, but like chest hair seems out of place.
Right.
So I'd shave it all off.
Nice.
And then as I got older, I was like, okay, now it seems like this might be an appropriate time to have some body hair.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I would shave it just if I felt like it, but other times, usually I was like, eh, let it all grow.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal. I don't know. I just feel like a bare chest just looks so good for some reason.
Well, it's because usually like strong, muscular dudes have smooth chests, like magazines
that's
and
why, yeah.
movies and all the superhero movies. Like they all have their chests waxed
but
or whatever.
But normal people have hair. It's just a normal thing.
Yep.
God, magazines have ruined my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Men have it so hard.
Men
with
have it really
body
hard.
Image.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, perception.
You're right.
Yeah.
We're right about that.
Yeah. Women have it men have it the worst.
Yeah. 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 Everything's fine with women.
Mm-hmm.
Body image issues.
Yeah. No one photoshops women for magazines.
No.
Anything.
No. When you see a photo in a magazine or online or anywhere, really, it is 100% natural, untouched.
Here is my impression of a woman at a grocery store checkout looking at all the magazines on the rack and seeing all the women on all the covers. This is my impression of that woman.
Okay.
I look better than all them.
Nice.
Because they have it so easy.
They have it so frigging easy, man.
Yeah. And then,
I was a woman.
Yeah. And then here's me walking down the magazine aisle because they don't even have men's magazines at the checkout counter.
Probably not, yeah. Because life sucks for men.
Yeah, if I want to go look at men on covers of magazines, I got to go down
the other side of the damn grocery store.
The greeting card aisle where all the magazines are. And then I see all like men's health and muscular men and all this stuff and all these ripped dudes.
Ripped men magazines.
Shirtless and smooth chested and
smooth shirts magazines.
Yeah, I'm just sitting there crying.
Yeah.
But luckily, it's on the same aisle as like the candy, so I just sit there and eat candy because I'm so depressed. But then I get depressed because I'm making myself look less like those dudes. So then I buy myself some sympathy card because I'm in the greeting card aisle trying to make myself feel better. So that's my everyday at the grocery store. I don't even get the groceries I need because I always go to the aisle.
All you eat is candy all day long at the grocery store.
I'm like, sir, you got to pay for all this candy. I'm like, oh, man.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, men, one day we'll have it okay.
Yeah, we're going to be fine, white men.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a point for that. That's good.
Thanks.
Great body, by the way.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
What did you say, Harry? Oh, I said Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought of Halloween because I had a Milky Way candy bar yesterday. I haven't had one of those in forever.
Hmm.
That reminded me of trick-or-treating.
What are you going to be for Halloween this year? Have you thought about it yet?
No.
Yeah, I haven't really either. I have a couple ideas, but nothing. I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Want to talk about them?
Sure. I was thinking, I haven't seen the movie yet, and I also feel like this costume's probably going to be done so many times, so that's made me not want to do it. But since I did cut my hair, and it's kind of similar, I was like, well, that'd be easy because I just dye it green. But I was thinking about doing the Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, nice.
One that'd be pretty easy because I don't think he wears a shirt. Just paint my body white and wear some pants and just draw on some crazy tattoos.
Oh, he's just got a white shirtless torso?
Yep. And then just do my hair green and buy some kind of like, he has like, his teeth have like a lot of metal on them. Like
yeah, they
grill.
Do.
So just get some like fake grill. But
Joker's always a good costume just because it's such a cool looking character.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always
it's
a
so, yeah. So I was like, I like to try to do something that's not as common. Although that's kind of gone not in my favor the past several years because no one's ever known what I am.
Right.
I go to these Halloween parties and everyone asks, so what are you? I'm like, oh, man. Like,
well, it's because you're too clever.
Yeah.
People don't get it. You got to play to people's, the pack of people, most people are dumb.
Mm, or they don't know the more obscure, like, but if I wore any of those costumes to Comic-Con,
yeah,
would have been fine.
Would know,
yeah. But I was like, oh, bummer.
Interesting.
How about you? What are you thinking? Thought of anything?
Once it gets to be like October, I'll start thinking about like movies I've liked that I've watched this year and if I could dress up as any of them, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I've really lost interest in Halloween.
I
always just liked it for the candy because I have such a sweet tooth. And like looking at all the like girls in their Halloween costumes. Yeah. Like, they're sexy Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. Always like that, too.
Although it's so much pressure for men, we always have to be the sexy this and the sexy... always got to be the sexy Superman. That's the true. Sexy that's Batman. True. Yeah.
It's like, why can't I just be regular Superman?
Yep.
Can't be.
Nope, gotta be some
put in the
hot
muscles. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah, such a...
Man.
I just feel like a worthless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's just all about what I look like.
Yep.
Not about what's inside me.
Constantly.
Always inside me. What are you gonna do?
Should we,
Delicious Milky Way, though. That thing was great.
Oh, good. That's God, all. That's Milky literally Way. All that matters.
Yeah. Nothing else matters. Just like Metallica said.
Mm-hmm. They were singing about Milky Way.
Yeah, they were.
Yep. Little known fact. I would say widely known, but not enough people listen to this. I would say it's widely known now.
Oh, right.
But I'd say it's still little known.
It's pretty little known, yeah. I would say, yeah. A couple of years from now, though, everybody's going to know about it.
Yeah, once someone else says it.
Yeah.
Once someone else brings this fact to light.
Right. That has, like, more clout than us and, mm-hmm. talk, and, like, more people like and listen to.
Clout, that's a good word. Should use that for my C word.
Oh, yeah, you should have.
Clout.
I was so excited to get down to Z because I was going to use the word zenith, but we're far away from zenith.
Should we skip straight to Z?
Absolutely.
And then
ready?
And then do some three-word reviews.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. One, two, three.
Ziggy pop. I should have said zip, zap, zap.
You would have got so many points for zip, zap, zap, dude.
I know. I was going to say zenith, and in the last second, I was like, let me say something that's not zenith.
Right. Same thing. That's what I thought.
And then Ziggy Pop came out. I don't even know what that is.
Ziggy Pop sounds a lot like Iggy Pop.
Yep. But with Ziggy from the comic strip, I guess.
Okay, got it.
So, yeah. So, I think it's his cover band.
His cover band of
Iggy Pop. Pop.
Cool.
And it's Ziggy, the little bald man with a big nose.
Yeah.
You ever read Sunday comics? Like, growing up, like, that was, like, my favorite.
It was?
Yeah.
I guess for
newspaper events to do.
Yeah, for favorite newspaper events.
Newspaper activities.
Cut to the comics.
Yeah.
That seems pretty smart.
I only read the Sunday comics because they were bigger and in color. Every now and then I would, like, look at the comic pages, like, on weekdays if I was, like, homesick from school or something like that. And they were always,
Black and white.
And they were always, like, much shorter, like, two or three panels for these people who normally have, like, you know, two whole, like, lines of the paper. And I was just like, oh, that's not as fun.
I did most of my comic reading in books, like the Garfield books and the Calvin and Hobbes books.
Yeah. I have that whole Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I have a shitload of Calvin and Hobbes books. And I used to have all those Garfield books. I actually recently threw them away.
Mm.
God, they were so fun. I loved Garfield.
Yeah, I liked The Far Side a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would read those every Sunday morning and look through the weekly ads to see what new movies and stuff were coming out.
Yeah, I remember doing that a lot in newspapers, just going to the movie section to see what movies are playing at the theaters nearest me.
Yep. Because there was no internet, and we are old.
Fucking life without internet, can you imagine?
We were there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We know what it was like.
Pre-internet.
Fucking weird.
And then the first stages of internet.
That's the worst. Yeah,
everything progresses like so quickly, but I feel like that step could have been skipped. Because, like, you know how they're always working like on the next project?
Yeah.
I feel like they probably could have just started the internet without that part. I feel like that should have been still like in the beta testing of internet usage, like in the lab. And they're like, okay, let's not release it yet until we can get rid of this awful noise.
Yeah.
Once the noise is gone, then it's good for the public.
How long would that have taken, though? And then we would have been without internet.
But we wouldn't have even known.
I mean, that's true. Think about the stuff that's ready right now for our use, but we don't know about it yet.
Right? That's what I'm saying. They got all this stuff working.
Oh, my God. There's so much
stuff.
If we
could look behind all the locked doors at Google, who knows what we'd be seeing.
Yeah. There's so many locked doors there. It's like, let us in, Google.
Come on. Just show us everything now.
Yeah. We want to know everything.
Don't wait to reveal it at some kind of keynote.
We don't want wonder. I don't want to wonder about anything. I just want to know everything.
Just tell me now. Get it over with.
Yeah.
Tell me what's good.
Get this shit over with before I die.
Yeah. Well, that was like your dying wish. Google, tell me everything you got working on in secret.
That'd be a pretty good dying wish.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, that's going to be so cool. Too bad I won't live to see it.
Right.
And then you get sad and die.
But unless one of the things that they're showing you is that they can freeze your body forever and bring you back to life whenever you want.
Would you do that? I would.
I think so.
Yeah. If they were like, okay, you're dying of this disease, odds are in 50 years we'll have a cure for it. We'll cryogenically freeze you, wake you up, and cure you.
Yeah.
Everyone you know now will probably be dead.
50 years? Yeah, sure, except for some children.
Mm-hmm. But I would do it. Why not?
I think I would do it. What a fucking adventure that would be.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that'd be so crazy. I recently watched part of Demolition Man, and they did that, and I thought about how cool that would be.
Yeah. How long would you wait if they're like, okay, 2,000 years, and we'll wake you up? Or would you be like, eh, just go ahead and kill me? I think I'd still wait.
I mean, who... So 2,000 years, obviously, so many of these people, like, those people would have to tell, like, they would just have to keep going down this line of, make sure you wake this guy up in 2,000 years, he's got this thing, we made this plan.
Yep.
But then I feel like by then, I mean, 2,000 years, that might not be, God, I don't know.
You might not be an Earth
We anymore. Might just never wake up.
Yeah, they might have just gone to, you know, the space station and stuff like that, and they're just like, well, we can't bring all this, just leave them.
We can't bring all this. Yeah, I think I would like to do it in some, like, within a person's lifetime, you know, so like 50 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Because then, like, the person who did it might actually still be around and be like,
hey!
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, you've aged poorly when you wake up.
Who are you?
Yeah, you gained weight.
But, like, nobody would do it if they had kids, right? Like, we would do it because we don't have kids.
That's true.
It'd be so crazy to see your kid 50 years later.
Oh, yeah.
Be older than you.
Yeah, you just wake up and you're a great grandpa.
Right. What else are you going to do today?
What am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to do some writing and I'm going to work out. I'm trying to get back into doing that, making myself do it.
Yep. What are you going to write about?
I'm just working on some scripts, going revisiting some old scripts and just punching them up and trying to get back, trying to make myself write again because I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
So, just trying to do it.
Trying to do it.
What about Sounds you? Awesome. What about you? You got basketball?
Yeah, I'm going to go to this audition where I'm going to rap, and then I'm going to play basketball, and then probably just go home and finish Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe start Mr. Robot. Or... The Night Of, which Chad says is good.
Yeah, it's still just the pilot on HBO, right?
I think there's been 3 episodes.
Oh, they've actually finally done it? Because I know the pilot, they aired like a month in advance.
Oh, yeah, right. But it has
started. Now it's started, okay.
I think there's 3
episodes. I was thinking about watching that since I got boned by my HBO subscription. Yeah. And I was like, well, might as well watch that. So hopefully, yeah, I heard the pilot's awesome.
Lover.
Was it?
Oh, man.
It was very sneaky. I didn't even realize it had happened until the next day.
That's like... bordering on inappropriate.
Yeah. I realize I've been charged the day after. I'm like, oh man, they boned me.
This is not good. You should be aware of all boning while it's happening.
Unaware at the time.
Yeah.
And then found out the next day. You ever been checked for an STD?
I mean, I recently got I went to the doctor and just said, like, yo, it's been a while since I've been at the doctor. It hit me up at a physical.
Yeah.
And then they were able to.
I think that's implied. Do you think they're like, all right, we'll check you for this stuff too?
Yeah, because they check your blood and your urine, and a lot of stuff can, like, they would detect certain things from that.
Yeah, I haven't been to the doctor a long time, but I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, actually, maybe we should just go get checked.
Yeah.
Just for everything.
I was actually pretty surprised that I had nothing.
Great! But
for sure, after all this time of unprotected sex, there'd be something going on. Mm-hmm. But so super clear.
Great.
Yeah.
What if somehow, when they drew your blood, like, okay, good news, you have no STDs, so
awesome. Thank you,
but
doctor.
We can tell by your blood that you've fathered multiple children across the country.
By your blood.
Yeah, we just know. Wow. We can tell that this blood is being used in the DNA of another spawn somewhere else.
That'd be so cool if they could do that. I guess I'd be like, cool, let's keep that information on the DL.
Which would you rather have, a pretty bad STD or a kid? Like right now, you found out, like today.
I think either... kid for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather have that challenge than having what you have described as a pretty bad STD. That some of those aren't curable. I don't want them. That sounds awful.
Yeah. So you're saying you would rather have the kid?
Yeah, I think I'd have the kid.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather find out, that I was a dad than, just getting some crappy STD.
I guess AIDS is out.
Yeah, because that's fatal. I don't know. Something that, it's incurable. You really shouldn't be passing on to anyone else.
Right. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be having sex with people and giving it to them.
Yeah, and obviously, like, it's in your system, so that means, I had this idea, like, I want to just go freeze a bunch of my sperm now, when I'm, like, young and healthy and everything, just in case something happens. What if down the road I get an accident and I lose my lower part of my body?
Yeah.
Then at least I can still be a dad at some point.
Got it.
So it's just there.
Right.
I don't want to, like, donate to a sperm bank so people just make babies of me, like, without me knowing.
That's so weird to me still.
Yeah.
But also, you could have a kid and not actually have a kid. You could use somebody. I could be your sperm donor.
It's true.
I could have sex with your wife.
Yeah.
A bunch of times. Very romantic situations. And get you a baby.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
I'm sure it does.
She gets pregnant. I don't have to deal with the child because it's really your child, mm-hmm. even though it's really my child.
And then I got this baby who comes out with a blue face.
Yeah, right.
And then is like farting all the time.
Yeah, but like has like, cool tattoos.
Yeah, it comes out of the sleeve.
Yeah, yeah, and like a positive attitude.
All right. I'll probably do it.
Pretty good trade-off.
Yeah. I mean, this is only if I get in the car accident and lose my lower body.
No, of course. But, no other time will I have sex with your future wife, obviously.
But what if they were like, listen, we don't have a cure for missing a lower body right now, but in like 50 years, I'm like, all right, sorry, wife. I have to be cryogenically frozen to like wake up and have my lower body again.
And so then, would she then be cryogenically frozen with you?
I mean, she should.
Yeah, but I mean, would leave it up to her?
Yeah, it's her decision.
Wow.
Because women get to do whatever they want.
I know, it's such an easy life for them. That'd be really interesting. Mm. That'd be cool, like, if you, like, if I found out that you were getting frozen, and then I could be like, well, I'm his friend, and I don't want to have a life without him. Like, you got to freeze me, too. And they're like, okay, we get that. I'm
like, getting frozen, too. But then they're like, your insurance won't cover it.
Ah, I wonder how much it would be to be cryogenically frozen for 50 years.
Probably.
I got to get back on the horn with Covered California.
Yeah, oh, man, but all those letters are going
to
send you.
First of all, stop sending me letters. Second, I need you to somehow help with the cost of being cryogenically frozen with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do you think we could figure out how to do that on our own? Like, cryogenically freeze someone?
It seems easy. Just, like, get the coldest thing and go in it.
Sometimes when I'm at work and, like, I've had to go get something out of, like, the walk-in freezer, like, it's pretty cold. If the lock broke and I was, like, stuck in here, like, overnight, I'd probably be cryogenically frozen.
And imagine if you had thought ahead of time to put a big bathtub full of ice water in there that you were going to get in. So now you're in a freezer and a tub full of ice in that freezer.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds cold.
Do you think people who are cryogenically frozen wake up with pneumonia?
Maybe immediately when they wake up, but the doctors know that that's going to happen, so then they immediately... get rid of the pneumonia.
Like, yeah, like, good news, we cured the fatal disease you had. Bad news, we lost the cure to pneumonia, so you're going to be sick for a while.
Yeah, that would suck. Mm-hmm. You don't want to come out of that thing feeling real sprightly.
Yeah.
Not all like,
really refreshed.
Really cool.
Why can't it be frozen? I guess that stops everything. Like, why can't it just be
preservation?
Yeah, I guess that's it. I was like, why can't it just be put under like amnesia?
Amnesia. Well, anesthetic.
Yeah. But I was like, well, you'll still be aging in your sleep.
The freezing is what's
That's what's actually like stopping.
I mean, salt's a preservative. Maybe they can just throw you in a big vat of salt.
Yeah, to salt me up.
Put that in the freezer.
Yeah.
Nice. Just
put a good salt rub on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, get me all salty.
I love a good salt rub.
Who doesn't?
You know, now that you said amnesia, it makes me think about how often I've thought how cool it would be to wake up and not remember anything and have to. You sort of get to start over in a lot of ways, but then you also get to have, like, all the people in your life that you know, like, tell you, like, remind you and stuff, like, fill your memory in.
That'd be
so wild.
Yeah, you woke up, you didn't remember anything, and then someone, girl, whatever, was like, we've been together for years, we're so madly in love and stuff like that, but you felt nothing, and you're just like, I'm sure we were, but... I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Bye.
I feel like that is what would happen.
And all your friends, like, hey, man, we're best friends. Like, I don't know you, so I'm going to go make new friends.
Yeah, I feel like you get a restarted life.
Yeah, but no one else does. Everyone else is bummed.
Oh, yeah, everybody else is just, like, missing an important person in their life.
Yeah.
There's a hole now. But then maybe the new
Give them amnesia.
Just, hey, my friend had amnesia, and now I'm, like, missing him a lot. Can you give me amnesia, too?
Okay, but your insurance won't cover this.
Damn it. I wonder, are there levels of amnesia? Like, if you wake up and you forgot who your family is, do you still remember how to do, like, algebra?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Can you speak? Do you remember how to speak English?
What if you speak a different language?
What if you woke up and you were Jason Bourne?
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
What if you woke up and you had no skills? Like, you were, like, the opposite of Jason
Completely
Bourne.
Completely skillless.
Yeah.
And were, like, extra clumsy,
too. Yeah, this guy's great at nothing.
Yeah. And just poor at most things.
Yeah, he's just really bad.
Everything you try to do is just like, God damn it.
This guy's just messing up everything.
That sucked. Maybe there should be a movie like that. Maybe we should make a fake Jason Bourne movie where everything's just the worst.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny.
He's not highly trained.
Not at all.
In anything.
Like in that first scene, or one of the first scenes in the first one where he's on that bench.
Cops try to stop him, and he like punches one, and they just immediately beat him.
Just kick his ass.
So the rest of this guy doesn't know who he is. He's on a mission. He's missing all of the things he's supposed to do. He's in a car chase. He just like immediately like hits a parked car and is caught.
Fucking airbag blows in his face.
Oh, man.
I think this is good. This is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Like a very skillless Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
And Jason,
like,
dead.
Someone's like following him around. Like the civilian who's like with him the whole time. And it's just like they're better at things than he is. Like, he's like trying to pick a lock for like a really long time.
Right.
They're just like, let me try. They get like first try.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. We'll make
You're doing some writing today. Write it up.
Yes, I got to write this up. Oh, man, just adding more stuff to my plate.
So much stuff to write.
What are you going to review?
I'm going to review something called Mother Mary.
Oh, I know this.
You do?
Yeah, I was talking about it with a friend today.
Oh, nice. How did you hear about it?
He was talking to the producer of it, and the guy who created it, who I believe is the husband of the girl who came up with Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I forget their names.
Really?
I'm not good with their names because I don't know their names. I've never met them. But
I know Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's name, and now I've forgotten it.
Yeah, that she, who created that show, her husband,
her real life husband,
is the guy who created Mother Mary.
Oh God, I know his name. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Have you watched any of it?
Not yet. I just heard about it today.
Oh, cool.
Literally this morning.
Yeah. Nice.
I met my friend for coffee, and he was talking about it. So
wow,
what a small world.
Look
again.
Look at that. Josh goes out and meets friends for coffee. I didn't even know that about you.
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Every day.
Literally every day.
Every day. Sometimes. What are you going to review?
I thought of one thing that I watched that wasn't Mr. Robot or Stranger Things.
Oh,
I watched
cool.
a few episodes of this show called Uncle Grandpa.
Uncle Grandpa?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All
right. So, hey, Brian.
Yeah?
Can you please give us, and by us, I mean me and small handful of people.
In this
like
very
a,
large
like
world.
Like a baby handful.
Baby tiny.
Like a
handful,
tiny baby yeah. handful of people
little
listening.
Little baby hand, so small it can't hold barely anything.
Yeah. Dumb babies. Learn to hold stuff. What are you, a crappy Jason Bourne?
What are you, a crappy Jason Bourne?
Give us a 3-word review followed by a very holy religious meow of the web series Mother Mary.
Deal. Word number one.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Although that was 3 words.
Damn it. Future. Word number two. Character. Word number three. Fun. Meow. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow, meow,
meow, meow, meow,
meow. Cool.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you better go into the Game of Thrones theme song. Very long time.
Very sad about that. We can talk about that another time.
Another time. When our guest host will be here.
Yeah,
Sam. He's a big GOT fan.
Yep, show is. Show enough.
So, about this Mother Mary.
So, Mother Mary. I think I probably just found it because I'm part of the UCB Facebook page.
Yeah.
And I think they posted it on there. Yeah, so Betsy Sidero is the lead on the show. She plays Mary. I've seen her do tons of shows at UCB. She's very funny. Do you know her?
No.
Or can you imagine her at all?
I'm not great with everybody's names.
Okay.
So, but I bet if I saw her face, like, oh, I've seen her do shows.
Yeah. The second word I said, I think, was character, which refers to her. She's absolutely a character. She has this real crazy raspy voice. Her hair is always in a top knot. She always looks the same. You know her right away.
Oh yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think she was on a show for a while. Animal Practice or something? On NBC or something like that. But yeah, she's really funny and it doesn't even seem like, it just seems like it's her. It doesn't seem like she's created a character. It's
yeah.
just who she is.
Because she's very funny.
Yeah.
It's her own personality.
Right. But she didn't even realize that she made this character sort of.
Right, yeah.
So I think I just saw it on there and I was like, oh, I like UCB, I'll watch this thing. And so yeah, they're 5 minutes each or something. I think there's at least 5 or 6 of them out now. Oh, I said future because it made me think about how where TV, where shows are now. You don't have to just make a show for TV anymore. There's shows everywhere.
Yes.
Just made for the internet, made for all these different sites. There's something called Go90 or something. Have you heard of that?
No.
Some other platform that I haven't heard of that somebody else who's involved in Mother Mary, they just made another show called Tweenfest, I think, that looks super ridiculous. It's got a bunch of UCB people in it and big people in it, too. And I said fun because it seems like full real. A bunch of friends from UCB got the resources together to make a show and are just making it, and it's great.
Nice.
And they get pretty good. It looks great. It's pretty funny. She's the best in it. There's all these UCB people in it who are all very funny people, and the production value is good. It's I want to be on it, basically.
Nice. I'm gonna watch it today then. Yeah. So I looked at the names that I couldn't remember. So Bloom.
Rachel Bloom, right?
The one who created Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Her husband is Dan Greger, and he created Mother Mary.
Got it.
Those were the connections that I was told about this morning. But
and so you have your friend knows Dan Greger then?
He had coffee with Dan Greger the other day, and they were talking about it. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah, it's just so fun to see. Like, you know, I know her from the show, or I, you know, seen her in shows that I go to see at UCB, and then, like, the next scene, it's another guy, and like, oh, that guy's in a on a UCB team, too. And
yeah.
So it's that guy, yeah, so her, it's that girl.
She, yeah, she's on that show or team, I guess, Cream.
Oh, yeah, right.
But yeah, she's usually hosting other shows. Like, yeah. She's like very in the UCB world.
Oh yeah, very in it. Yeah, it's just so fun. Like, it's, you know, it just makes me want to fucking make shit and be in shit.
Yeah,
so very cool.
Which is why
and it's worth a watch.
For making sure. Myself get back into writing, just trying to
yeah
do it again. Make myself do it.
Just do it, fucking do it.
I'm gonna do it, man.
Yeah, she's good. She's just like she's so crazy.
Yeah, I like her. I've been a fan of her. Yeah, I used to see her do stuff several years ago, like Not Too Shabby. Like this weekly show
where
people can just like try out some material.
Yeah.
And she was usually, I think every time I went, she always had some sketch that was going up.
Nice.
But
it's cool to see people fucking doing shit.
Just doing
making
it.
Shit. Being funny.
We live in that generation now where
right.
you make your own content.
But then, of course, we stopped.
Yeah, we hardcore stopped.
But we were doing it for a little bit.
Yeah. And now we got this podcast, and that's like the first step into making more content. And
it's right.
other realms.
We've been doing it for 42 weeks, so that's a long time. We should probably, you know.
And in 10 weeks, probably sounds off a birthday.
That's crazy.
1 year old.
10 weeks.
Been doing this for a year.
When will that be? That's like a little over 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Today's July.
Yep.
So it'll be like October.
Probably.
September.
Yeah, late September, early.
September. Forgot when we started it.
42 weeks ago, whenever that was.
42 weeks ago, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
Could you please review... For me only.
Just you? Okay.
Yeah, please stop.
Turn the mics off. Yep.
Turn everything off. I don't want anybody to hear this. I forgot what it's called.
Uncle Grandpa.
The web series show?
I think it's an Adult Swim show.
An Adult Swim show called Uncle Grandpa, followed by a cat meow, a cat that has just been woken up from 50 years in a cryogenic freeze chamber.
All right. Yes. Insane.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
What? What?
Meow. Meow. Meow.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Very good. Much more of a story to it.
Yeah.
I like that one. Really evolving.
Yeah. So yeah, woke up and what was going on? I was tired.
A little cold, happy to be awake.
Yeah,
then I saw, stretch.
Saw all my surroundings had completely changed.
Yeah,
and then I realized why, and I was so happy.
So happy.
So Uncle Grandpa is a ridiculous cartoon.
Okay.
That I believe it's Adult Swim. It's like 11 minutes long. The first season's on Netflix.
Huh.
I don't know how many there've been. I think it started back in 2010 or something like that. And it's just very silly.
I can't believe I've never heard of this.
Very silly, just off the wall.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Pee Wee Herman type of just like absurdity to it. And it's just very goofy. And he's just this, I don't know if they ever explain it, just this sort of mystical, magical guy who can just do weird things. Like almost kind of like Cheshire Cat in terms of like his body composition and stuff like that. And he just talks. It's a borderline, like almost like offensive, like cliche mentally handicapped voice
really?
That someone would do if they were like doing an impression of someone who was like mentally handicapped. He's like, "Good morning," like that's what he sounds like. But he's just a very weird person.
Yeah,
and I think each episode he like you know comes into the life of some normal human and like helps them with some thing like an imaginary friend or whatever. But he's like, but it's just a very silly show.
Okay,
like, so insane because it's just completely out there.
Yeah.
Funny. I was laughing.
You are laughing a lot.
Yeah, it's a show that like I feel like would be like super funny if you were high watching, but I was watching it not high and was still laughing because it's just so crazy.
Adult Swim's real good at making those types of shows.
Yeah, and then just what? Because I feel like I said that at least once in an episode.
So, yeah,
well, this is so weird.
So bizarre.
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
Okay,
but I enjoyed it. I watched like a few episodes, and it's just a wacky show.
I'll watch some Uncle Grandpa and you watch some Mother Mary.
I will. I will watch some Mother Mary today. Well, we're almost at 2 hours now.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I'll probably chop out of.
Yeah, good chunk.
We had some conversations that could have just not even been in this thing.
Yeah, probably.
That's fine.
We'll just
chop them right out.
Just gotta lie.
One day we'll have a podcast that's just deleted scenes from previous podcasts, and it's just nonsensical things or conversations that should have happened off air. Right. No one listening needs to hear.
It does not matter to anybody.
It really doesn't. So one time we'll have a podcast that's like that.
I'm into that.
Just like, oh, I'm listening.
That reminds me of the, like, the, what was the, we did, like, the bad scenes or deleted scenes
of Wilton Way. The worst of the Wilton Way.
Yeah, worst of the Wilton Way. Reminds me of that.
Yeah.
That was good.
It's like a reverse version of, like, I always felt like it was lazy when shows did this, but, like, so like the clip show episode of, like, a sitcom where they just, like, oh, remember this time? And it's just scenes from earlier episodes. It's not, like, new flashback footage that they shot. It's just, like, a highlight reel. It's like, okay, well, you didn't have anything that you
could... You just had nothing to show today, so you cut this together.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least make it like shit we haven't seen or something.
Yeah, so it's like the opposite of that. It's stuff that people haven't heard, but also stuff that, oh, that's there's a reason.
Right. I'm into it.
Or just one episode that's nothing but all of our ums.
God, that would be so long.
It'd be very...
That might be the longest podcast.
Yeah, just all the ums we've taken out over the past 40... Maybe after 1 year, we'll do a podcast that's just a year's worth of ums.
Right.
Take way too long to edit.
Guess so.
I'm not gonna do it.
It's not on a week that I'm editing.
I hope I hope it's Leo's turn when that comes around.
Yeah, you guys should probably go to WiltonWay.com and check out the worst of Wilton Way video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every other video. Every other video we've made. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this episode.
I'm okay with that.
I'm trying to think of what Leo will come up with for the crazy photo for this episode's thumbnail.
Oh yeah,
that's starting to be my new favorite aspect of this whole thing.
The last one was great.
Seeing the crazy pictures that he comes up with.
He comes up with some real good ones. The Pokemon one and the astronaut one were both great.
So I'm excited to see what he does. I love that part. This is the Probably Sounds Awful podcast done by Normally Normal. NormallyNormal.com. That's where you see all the blog posts and stuff. On Twitter, we're at @normally_norm. So that's where you tweet us. You can ask us questions, you can do hashtag save the podcast, and most likely we will discuss it on the next episode. So I am one of your hosts who was here today. I am Josh Patton. I'm on Twitter @Patton_Josh. I'm on Twitch @twitch.tv/primordialbooze.
And I'm the other host that was here today. My name is Brian Colbert Kennedy. You can check me out on Twitter @_BPCK and on my website @IamBCK.com.
Where we'll see that new commercial.
Oh yeah, and I'll put the new Vodafone commercial up there. Soon.
And then Leo, who is not here, he is on Twitter @Kovalik317. He is on Twitch @twitch.tv/Kovalik317. And he can be found at LeoAlbertKovalikJr.com.
That's true.
Lots of updates there.
So there is a recent update.
I know. Yeah, okay. They're good. So you should definitely check out that site. You should probably bookmark that site. You should probably check that site more than NormallyNormal.com.
Oh, yeah. That's the most important site on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Of all the internet, that's the one you guys see. Well, until next week, and when we hopefully have a guest on with us, that'll be it. So, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
We did it.
We did it. We're always doing it.
Literally always doing it.